Yeah, Joel Radio back with you. How you doing?
Yo.
Joel, Corey. Got a great show for you today here on Joel Radio.
Yes, sir.
We are focused on our mission today. There's no distractions whatsoever in the studio, Corey. There's
no, not at all.
Nothing to detract us from having a wonderful conversation. Joel Radio, welcome in, everybody. We love you. How you doing?
Yo.
I'm going to billboard a few things. Can I do that?
That's my favorite.
Okay, well, we'll get to that. I just want to tell you, we're going to tell you everything that's going on in the world today. I attended the big Oddball Comedy Tour this past weekend here in Detroit. We'll tell you about all the big...
All good times.
Big comics that played that thing. We'll tell you about that. I watched the Houdini miniseries on history. I'll have a full review. Your
okay.
Full magic.
Oh, there it is.
Full magic coverage here on Joel Radio. You know we like that.
Yeah.
Corey watched the Saved by the Bell TV movie.
Oh, good Lord.
We'll talk about that. And at the end of the show, we're going to have a delicious new treat. Something new from the fast food kitchens of America.
Well, don't get excited before you have it.
Well, I don't know, but we're going to try it out because we like to do that. By the way, the Oreos have gone crazy. I've seen 87 Oreos.
There's a lot, and I twice now.
Yeah,
I've hovered over the cookie dough Oreo.
Right, and there's peanut. And isn't there not peanut butter cup Oreos as well?
The peanut butter ones we've had. Those
no,
are,
but there's peanut butter cup ones.
Right,
like
I've
they're
had those.
Branded.
I had
okay.
those. The Reese.
Right, because I've had like an Oreo with peanut butter.
Yeah.
Filling in the middle, but that's not the same thing. Apparently.
No, and those are. And I will say this. Not to get into whole Oreo, maybe we'll have to do a special Oreo-related show.
Yes.
I will say of all the non-orthodox Oreos,
yeah,
the peanut butter makes the most sense in terms of an innovation.
Chocolate and peanut butter
you
together.
You say chocolate and peanut butter. This is one of the things
chocolate
that,
and peanut butter together.
This is one of the few advantages we have over Europe.
Yeah, exactly.
Europe dominates in every level of chocolate production.
Uh-huh.
Their chocolate is richer.
Yeah.
It's either got more chocolate in it or it's creamier. Mm-hmm. European chocolate, spectacular. The yeah. only way we can compete is chocolate and peanut butter technology.
It's like they can't grow peanuts because they don't have the soil.
They just
only
our,
the
just,
American South can grow the best peanuts.
Peanuts are just not a thing in Europe.
They're not. Yeah, it's weird.
And they'll have a lot of, you know, hazelnut.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. They have Nutella and things.
Chestnuts.
Yeah.
They'll have other, like, kind of tree-borne nuts, but not
sure.
peanuts. And peanut butter, you look at, ask a German if you have peanut butter. And they would look like, what is this peanut butter?
Hey. But,
so that's one thing I will say, that American chocolate peanut butter integration is our only, it's our last line of defense against Cadbury and the stream of European chocolate.
I agree. Will they throw caramel in there at least? Is that something you see?
They'll put almonds.
Yeah, almonds.
In every fucking,
yeah,
they'll make
right.
marzipan, which is almond paste.
Yeah.
Into a candy and then put chocolate on that.
Yeah.
But the peanut butter eludes them.
Peanut butter, not their thing. All right, well, let's get into the big story. I didn't talk about this, but of course, the big celebrity nude leak this week.
Yes.
Joel Radio is full coverage, full 24 hour.
We weren't planning on doing a show. But
no, but
now.
When this all was happening.
When news breaks, we break it.
We gave you a show last week. We're planning a show for next week, which is already in the works.
Mm-hmm.
But we said we have to come in and talk about this, the celebrity nude leakage.
Now, whose taint is that?
We're going to get to that. Now, that one is the one that is in question there. We'll
That's
get to that, too.
Controversial.
We'll get into all of these. Okay, so apparently over the weekend, I believe this broke Sunday. On Labor Day weekend here in the States, Sunday, and a major called the biggest leak
well,
of
that's nice.
Celebrity nude photographs in history, according to the internet, which I guess is true. I don't know.
Is there who's keeping a track record? Of
whoever is keeping the record.
That's just a page of the files.
That's a page of the listing. So let's get into this, because I've put up, just for demonstrative purposes, not for you guys at home, I have put up a slideshow of the images in question for Corey to look at. Corey, apparently, I was on the ball as this was breaking. I literally had a place to go. I had a party to go to, a Labor Day party. I put off going so I could make sure to get all these images because of the show for our fans.
I saw many of these. I haven't seen all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw many of these on Reddit, which had a sub channel called The Fappening.
Yeah, that is probably the go to source at this point.
But now it seems like they're pulling everything down.
Well, there, you know, the problem is these sites, like 4chan is the place that apparently this stuff.
Okay, now here's where we're in trouble.
Yeah, that's that one. We won't discuss that one, but let's move on. Okay, let's go on with the show. Okay, so this all breaks Sunday, and apparently this leaked on something called 4chan. You ever been on 4chan?
I am familiar with it. I don't go on there very
4chan
often.
4chan originally was something that was like created to discuss anime. And then they created like sub message boards, and apparently, you know, 4chan is there's no administrators, or what would you call that? There's no moderators. There's none of that. It's just all whatever you want to do, you can put up, and you know, it's very controversial for having things like child porn on it and like death pictures, and like if you want to see an ISIS beheading, 4chan's a good place to go. So. You know, that's where you can go see that stuff. It's sort of If you want to see an ISIS beheading. I'm behind on my ISIS beheadings. I'm one behind. I need to catch up.
You're a dirty, sick, depraved.
You haven't seen the.
I have not seen the.
Yeah,
yet.
Don't, you know, I don't
know. Okay, this is the thing.
Yeah.
I try to stay away from that shit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch a man be murdered.
Sure.
Generally, when there's a video of, like, although I did see the guy when Tony Stewart ran over the guy
who ran the car. Yeah,
I did watch that footage.
You found the uncensored version of that, yeah?
Because I was like, "What's this about?"
Right, and if you don't with the Tony Stewart thing, if you don't see it, it's hard to see exactly where the accident happened.
The accident happened when the guy got out of his car and ran into the middle of a race.
You have to see both of their actions to determine who did something wrong in that, and we still don't know, but. Apparently, he looks like he's off the hook.
I think the pertinent angle on that one is missing.
Yeah, I think so.
Because people say that Tony Stewart fishtailed his car just enough to hit the guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
And you can't quite see from the angle that we have of that video whether he turned the
It doesn't appear as if he hit the brakes. I mean, that doesn't seem... But anyway.
Well, the guy ran into a moving track with NASCAR.
So if you want to see the... So anyway.
Now, which one's
If you want to see... some of these are unknown. I don't know. I you know, that's the thing. So anyway, these images come out. I immediately try to start...
Now Nicki Minaj is in
Well, that's a Nicki Minaj. That's Kirsten Dunst.
Sure.
That is alleged to be Ariana Grande. Again, you don't see her face. I don't know. Some of these girls, I don't know. Like, I don't know who that chick is.
Well, who's Victoria Justice?
Okay, we'll get to all. Okay, hold on a second. All right. So here's the thing. So then it comes out that women are saying that they're fake. And apparently, by looking through these, in my knowledge...
That's Alison Brie.
Okay.
I mean, that's Brie Larson.
That's Brie Larson.
Excuse me.
Now, that's allegedly Aubrey Plaza.
Oh.
That's not alleged. That's definitely Aubrey Plaza. Who is doing... Okay, do you want to go through these? Just why don't we go through these person by person, and then we'll come back to... here's what we know, and then we'll get to what we don't know, and we'll go from
there. All of the important information. This is breaking news.
So
this is what a top flight news team like Corey and Joel together can work on this problem.
Now, the big news was, of course, Jennifer Lawrence being nude.
Well, the biggest name in
the biggest name in there, Oscar winner, the whole thing, Jennifer Lawrence. So
also one who has not done nudity on
Done nudity on film. So you go, well, that's sort of a, you know, that's kind of a...
In the world of the, as they call it, the perverati.
Yeah.
Is that what they call it, the perverati?
Sure, you could call it that. She's a big catch.
There's a lot of people on the internet that are acutely aware of who is taking off their clothes and not. Mr. Skin being the most prominent of those. Anyway, but there's a whole group of perverati who specifically catch women naked who are famous.
Sure.
There's always a big, tuna, right?
Yeah.
There's the big catch. Scarlett Johansson was, until this year, top of that list, but then she went and did a movie where she does
full frontal.
Well,
she also was leaked a few years ago in sort of the biggest leak up until that point was the guy who had her... And he had, what's her name from Mad Men with the big tits that you like?
Christina Hendricks.
Christina Hendricks, and it was Blake Lively, if you remember those.
Yes.
And so that was kind of the big thing. Now, that guy was accused of using Gmail, I think is what they said. He went through emails, he tried to get to somebody's account, and went through, like, their sent photos, or, you know, the images and what any images with attachments. He looked at them, and that's how we got those pictures.
Well, guys are devious, and they will go to no end.
Yeah.
Years ago, there was a show called The Screensavers.
Yeah.
That was on the late, great tech TV.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a host named Cat Schwartz.
Yes.
And Cat Schwartz put a cropped image up.
Yes.
From a photo shoot of her smoking a cigarette naked.
Yeah.
Someone went into the file
and
read the code data on it and opened up the larger uncropped image.
Well, yeah, you're close. What it is that I guess if you put the photo into Photoshop, it saves like an EXIF version of the full version,
image, right?
Which is actually a smaller version of the image, but it's like the preview of the so basically, if you went into Photoshop, you could undo it and get the full version back.
Right. So they went in.
They sort of reverse engineered
someone
that.
Someone went in and found the unedited version.
She went in, cropped her tits out. Somebody took that image, put it back in Photoshop, and said, "Oh, here, there's the tits." Bing, tits came back. So that's what happened there. So there's been leaks, you know, for years about this stuff. But then the big story when this goes, you know, so after this leaves the underground, after this leaves Reddit and 4chan, it's on TMZ, it's on BuzzFeed, it's on all these sites, it's on everybody's Facebook, obviously, and everybody starts to lose their mind about iCloud was hacked. Oh, there's a vulnerability. How do we get to this? That's how this happened. All these celebrities come out. Jennifer Lawrence, Kirsten Dunst, all these Victoria Justice. Oh, if it wasn't for these awful hackers, these pictures wouldn't get out. And here's what I'm saying right now. I'm not saying that didn't happen. I don't know exactly what happened. But here's what I do know. There's a completely legitimate way. Not a legitimate way, but what would you say? A non-hackery way that these photos can get out. And that's because I'm guessing that these photos were intended to be shared. And I'm not saying they were intended to be shared with the world on 4chan and Reddit, but they were intended to be shared with at least one person, okay?
All of those pictures look like, nobody takes a picture to not show it to someone.
Exactly. That's the thing, is like, you take these pictures of yourself. Yeah. If you don't like them, you know, you can take a picture of yourself, look, see what you look like, and delete it. That's all done. But when these people are saying, well, you know, they're automatically backed up, but I know that iCloud does that. I know that I have an Android phone. I know that Google Plus will do that. If you enable it, it may be enabled by default. I've since turned mine off, even though I'm not really there was nothing up there. You know, if you want to see pictures of my flooded basement, hack my Google Plus and you'll get those. But you know, I do find that it is a little intrusive. I do find like, hey, why is that on my Google Plus, even though I didn't log into my Google Plus? And I believe Facebook may do it as well if you enable it on your Facebook app, which I think it's, you know, off by default. But I think you can have Facebook automatically do that. And it doesn't mean that you're even, like with Google Plus, it doesn't mean that it's shared with the public, but it's in your account when you log in, and then you have the option to share it to Google Plus. You also have the option to download it to your computer in the event, say, you lose your phone. So let's say I'm going to Europe, and I'm backpacking or whatever, I'm touring the sites, and I take a bunch of pictures, and I have this enabled on. If I lose my phone, I go on the computer, there's all my pictures. That's nice. No, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and if you have Jennifer Lawrence sending you titty pictures,
right. You'll never lose your Jennifer Lawrence titty pictures. So my point is this. I'm not saying that, look, people can be hacked. What it sounds like, and this is what Apple has said publicly, is that there was no breach of their security. In other words, somebody got their password and got in. And if somebody got your password, there's a lot of ways to get that. There's like phishing things.
They didn't hack Apple. They hacked the individual user.
Well, you did. That would be called social engineering hack, meaning you find out Corey's mother's maiden name. That could be a security question. You say, "Oh, I lost my password to my iCloud account."
You know, Jennifer Lawrence was dumb enough that her password was Katniss,
yeah.
Or whatever. For Mystique. You know what
it's,
I mean?
Yeah, it's Hunger Games, you know?
Right,
yeah,
right. Silver Linings.
Yeah. So that,
she just put an easily guessable.
Right. You know, that's one possibility. But they also say that, you know, if people know what Jennifer Lawrence's Facebook is, and let's say Jennifer Lawrence doesn't have a public Facebook, which is a private one, that's where you get in. You might see this too. You and I know get these, where you get that, like, Facebook friend request from somebody who, like, has no Facebook friends, and usually it's like a hot
her
chick.
Her name's Helen.
Yeah.
She's a Korean girl.
Yeah.
She's got 3,000 friends, none of them are real.
Yeah.
Or she's got six friends.
Yeah, and they're all your buddies
and
or something.
All,
yeah.
They're all black comedians that I know. And,
but a lot of times that'll happen because then what they're looking for is once they become, you go, what's the harm in making this person my friend? And then you're going, oh, here's my dog Bowser and I on the beach. You put up a photo, Corey's like, me and Bowser are on the beach together. That'll say, security question, what is your pet's name? And you type in Bowser's, you know what I'm saying? That's how they can use that to get in. And
I got to tell you on those security codes, though.
Yeah.
I've had shit I could not get into.
Yeah.
And they asked me, the question was, what is your favorite sports team?
Yeah.
There's five choices.
Right? Right. And you still couldn't get it
and
right?
I'm like, there's no possible. Okay.
Yeah.
If you throw in Chelsea.
I was going to say, you put Arsenal or something.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if you throw in my soccer team, but it's going to be a Tiger, Lion, Red Wing, whatever.
Probably. Yeah.
I would have not said the Pistons.
Right.
But I'm like, how do I not know my own goddamn security code?
Well, but that's
code?
The thing, is that it's very easy when you think of you or you think of me. Like, you know me from this show. If they said, what is your favorite sports team? Is that security question? You might know it was Lions from me or whatever, Red Wings. You know, like I've seen, who is your favorite singer? Well, with me, you know, you got a couple guesses, but you'd get it. You know, if I hit.
But, of course, I don't remember what I said the fucking day.
Right.
You always go, I'll always know what my favorite beverage is, and I don't know what beverage I put in.
That's what they intend on. You know, what was the first street you lived on? They ask you questions like this. So anyway, they say that's probably how these people got in. And there is a longer thing, and maybe I should post a link to this. There was a really good write-up today that somebody wrote. Let me find this here. About exactly how these celebrity pictures are traded. Now, it's a long, long thing. You can see it's lots and lots of text. But basically, his point, it starts with that. It starts with fake profiles. You set up a fake profile. You find this person's Facebook. You become their friend. Then when you have to, you use this data to retrieve passwords or authentication keys. You know, you would basically try to install something on somebody's phone that says, enter your iCloud password, but that's not part of iCloud. They enter that. It gets sent to you. Then you can go in and get with that.
Well, I've been getting notices on my phone recently, speaking of that.
Yeah.
That'll be like, verify your iCloud password.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not logging into any of that unless it's a specific, like, I'm buying an app or something.
Okay.
I will never, like, click on that.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. Like I said, I use Android, and I don't know if I'm guessing iCloud is a little more persistent than the way Android has it set up. Because on Android, it's really using Google Plus, so it's using an app. Now, that app is already installed, and if you're logged in with your Google account, you're already logged into your Google Plus on Android. You know, it was installed. Like I said, I just got this LG G3 a couple weeks ago. I don't know if we talked about it yet or not. But anyway, so the Google Plus is in there. You basically click the app, and you're in. So that's sort of already doing that. I know I had it installed on my last phone, my Galaxy S3, and this one, I think it was sort of on by default, and I turned it off today. But, you know, again, and there's lots of third-party apps. You know, Facebook will do that if you ask it to. I'm sure things like, I mean, you have things like Dropbox. Do you ever use that?
Yeah.
And that, I think you can tell that to automatically update your picture folder on your computer. Picasa, that's another Google program if you want to have your photos automatically uploaded. Things like Google Drive will do that as well. So there's lots of ways that this stuff can get up. If they get any of those passwords, they've got your shit. That's the point. But my argument is, I'm not sure that you just don't hack the boyfriend. I'm not sure people haven't left their phone somewhere.
Well, you know, in the long and wonderful history of leaked celebrity nudes, it's usually been two ways.
Yeah.
Some paparazzi in the antediluvian times, when men would have to remember a girl they had seen naked and masturbate to that, or as a kid, you'd have to go out into the woods, move the two boxes that you had covering it, or the rock, or find the tree that you'd stashed it in, and pull that one community Playboy out that had Bo Derek and Tarzan.
I had that for sure, yes.
Right. And the whole neighborhood knew where that Playboy was.
Right, yeah.
All the kids, all the boys knew where to.
You'd go find it.
The one community Playboy, you'd be like, "God damn it, Tommy took the Playboy."
There was one in a neighbor's bush, like literally my next door neighbor's bush.
Yes,
no pun intended. But there was a swank or there was some real hard, like a hustler right. in there.
Now there was either an exchange program in which one kid's older brother had a copy of
yeah.
Cherry,
yeah,
or you know Cherry,
yeah,
or whatever, right? And then yeah. the one kid got a hold of it,
yeah.
And there was a magical day in high school when we were walking home. We were walking over to my friend Nick's house.
Yeah.
It was like three blocks from school. Mm-hmm. And a guy had put like porno mags in his trash. Just sitting there.
Yeah.
And right. he had like left like four fucking porno mags.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, first of all, what asshole just leaves them in the street like this? And also, who throws out a porno
mag? Who throws out a porno mag?
Because this is in the 90s.
Yeah.
When, you know, you could watch porn if you had a dial-up connection
yeah.
in 2 hours of your life
yeah.
to watch a badly pixelated nipple.
But wasn't most of the porn that you saw on the Playboys, you saw somebody's dad's Playboys or somebody's dad's porno movies?
My friend Carrie, one of my best friends in the world, she also lived near school. And we'd go, like, hang out at her house because yeah. it was on the other side of the field.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We just had to walk over there
the
and hop the fence.
To go, yeah.
And so after school, we'd just go over to Carrie's. Her dad had a subscription to Playboy, and he left him by the phone.
So there you go.
And we always thought he was a little weird.
Yeah.
Mr. K was a little off.
Okay.
But he'd have a stack of Playboy. Anyway.
And that's where you went. That was the go-to place. Well, there was a kid that, like, his parents both worked.
Yeah.
And he was like a latchkey kid, and his dad had porn tapes, had VHS tapes.
Wow.
That was the go-to hangout after school.
My friend Heath had a porn tape hidden in the drop ceiling.
It's pretty good.
Right? We'd have to, like...
Like the fiber, like you push up
yes,
on the tile
yes.
and you slide the tape
we'd
out.
We'd have to, like, push up the...
Get a ladder or
push
chair.
Push the tile up and open the ceiling and he had porn tapes
wow,
hidden up there.
Wow, okay.
It was a great
So kids
system.
Don't know how good they have it nowadays.
In the basement, the drop ceiling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's where it was a great stash for the porn.
So basically all these celebrities have come out and said, oh, we were hacked.
Now,
and...
I got areolas yeah. of any... Name a famous woman.
You generally can
Rita
see...
Rita Rudner. I'll see her tits in a half hour.
Yeah, and not to mention... And that's the thing about this celebrity leak too. It's like, oh my god, how are these things get out? Meanwhile, the internet is filled with like guys and their wives and girlfriends and teenagers
are constantly swapping. It's
nudes.
An embarrassment of porn.
It is. It's so much pornography.
In my day, we would go to the brick and mortar,
yeah,
the good old fashioned porn barn,
yeah.
We'd go to
the ABS,
yes,
adult bookstore.
We would go to the Tip Top.
I know the tip
and, top. And you, it would be like a, you'd live a porn-free life most of the time. You know what I mean?
Right,
like
yeah.
most of your day.
Sure.
78% of your week was a porn-free zone.
Right, yeah.
There wouldn't be porn at Kroger.
Right, yeah.
You could just go about your day. And then you'd go to the adult bookstore and you'd be in a wonderland.
All pornography.
You'd be
yeah,
in a
yeah.
wonderland of jizz.
Yeah.
And just titties everywhere.
Well, that was
And you'd kind of get like porn drunk.
Yeah.
You'd go in there for a half hour and be like, kind of your brain chemistry be altered by all the smut you looked at. Now, I'm a keystroke away from porn at
yeah.
all times.
Yeah, it was. It was a thing. Like, cause I remember when I, like, being 21 or even, you know, maybe even younger than that.
Sure.
When you were old enough to go in, and, like, a bunch of guys would go to the bar, and we wouldn't get chicks, but we'd hit the tip top on the way home from the bar, you know, and everyone would pick up a tape, and we'd all go to our respective houses.
I swear to God.
Beat off.
My old roommate vacuumed the place. In exchange for merch, they'd give him whippets.
Yeah, that was the other thing. You get whippets there, and
sell whippets
and like poppers and like
poppers, amyl nitrates,
yeah,
and
all that stuff.
He would literally vacuum the fucking porn shack in exchange for whippets and the occasional like discounted title.
Yeah, exactly.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah,
and then we'd bring our dates in there.
Oh yeah,
and it was like
it was always
and
classy.
that would freak everybody out.
Yeah,
and there
yeah,
were a couple
yeah.
girls in there.
Yeah, but even the sleazy bookstore has kind of gone the way of the dodo, though, in a way, hasn't it? Isn't it now?
There's no shame in the world
right
anymore.
Now. It's all like this is fun for couples, fun and fantasy.
Do you want to know why everybody's fucked in the head and everybody acts like a nut?
What is that?
Because things used to be dirty and wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you used to be able to smoke everywhere, but you still felt like a filthy degenerate.
Yeah.
Now you can't smoke anywhere, in your own home, in a car, in a submarine. You can't smoke anywhere.
Sure.
You can't smoke in Antarctica. Not that I smoke.
No, but...
But smoking is so gone from anybody's notion.
But that's sort of my thing with this. This is why the outrage coming from the celebrities and all these articles. You see, you've seen these articles on your Facebook. Why, if you look at Jennifer Lawrence, it's wrong. And it's like, look, that's the culture we live in. Girls in their 20s take naked pictures themselves.
Yes.
If they get out, it's ultimately their fault. I was talking to you on the phone, and we had this conversation. Right. I said, Corey, if I lend you my bike,
okay,
and that bike happens to get stolen while you have it, whose fault is it?
Yeah.
It's mostly my fault for loaning you the bike.
I guess so.
It's not your bike. You don't really care about it in the same way that I do, so maybe you don't chain it up, it gets stolen. Yeah, you're a dick for getting my bike stolen.
Sure.
But I'm not without blame. And that's what I look at this. If you're a girl and you're taking naked pictures and you're sending them to guys and you're putting them on Snapchat and you're sending them an email, they're gonna get out. If you're famous, they're gonna get out. That's the thing.
I guess also I find that
Okay.
How many actresses in the modern era have not done nudity?
Well, I don't know.
Very few.
Okay, but that's...
They all do it eventually.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're a big movie star, and I think Jennifer Lawrence is upset because this just cost her $300,000 extra for showing her
probably,
titties.
Yeah, she probably would do some... When she turns 40, she'll be like Meg Ryan or one of these broads.
Wasn't it like Halle Berry got like $500,000
to do these movies?
In the horrible movie Swordfish.
Yeah, and they're just like, okay, we'll pay you for that.
She lost a paycheck.
But here's the thing. You know, has this happened to you? Because this has happened to me. Have you gotten pictures in an email or something, Facebook, phone, of somebody that you knew naked through a third party? Meaning they weren't intended for you, but they were for somebody else, and they ended up with you.
I have...
Because that's happened to me.
Yeah, I guess.
It's happened once to me, but it's happened to me. And in my case, it was a revenge thing.
Oh, yeah, well, I know
where
exactly.
A guy was angry at
the same one.
A guy was angry at the ex-wife. He sent the news.
No, I saw the same thing.
Okay, so, you know, that happens.
Well...
So, you know, these women that take...
A friend of mine had one of her exes... post a bunch of shit on Facebook.
Oh.
It got deleted in like an hour.
Oh.
But it she was
did were they accidentally
mad.
Post
Oh,
it?
No. He was angry.
He was being a dick and said...
He was being a jerk
take
and
a look
put
at,
up all this
take
stuff.
Take a look
up.
At this, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens.
And that's horrible, and I do feel...
So this is what we've learned. Women, be nice to guys. Stop being cunts. No, these are all jokes. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. My issue with this, I have a couple problems.
Didn't she listen, Corey? That's the
that's
point.
Exactly.
No,
what do all the... What
that's,
do
the
all,
old, that's the old joke.
What do all abused women have in common?
What do they have?
They just don't listen.
What do you say to them with two black guys? Nothing. You already told her twice. Hey-o! Comedy.
Ba-da-bum.
We got it for you on Joel Radio. We're not political. I do sympathize on some level with these women having these things. I would feel horribly, horribly embarrassed if I was if there was a picture of me with my foot up on the vanity rubbing my clit. I would feel terrible if a picture like that got out of me. Now,
yeah.
I don't have a clit. If I did,
I would feel great about it.
Maybe I would.
If you were Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah. But we're going to look here in a second because Corey hasn't seen all of these. So we'll go through these.
Mm-hmm.
We'll show you, I think, what I think the fakes are.
Well, okay.
What the...
some of these... Okay, obviously, these are all intended for somebody.
Yeah.
Some of them, like the Kate Upton, Justin Verlander shots, he's in them. So
right,
who's she sending them to?
Exactly. So let's go through some of these.
They just took them for fun.
I mean, let's just go through... You want to go through
right,
this? Here's
like,
what I have.
This is like paparazzi.
That is a paparazzi shot of Selena Gomez. You know, this one could be doctored in that.
Well, what kind of suit is that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Guys will Photoshop the suit to remove, like, they'll paint in the flesh tone. So that one could be fake. All right, let's just go through these. I'm going to start. I don't know if I'll start at the top. How do I do this, Corey? What's the best way? Because these things have no, like, you know, these have, like, weird file names. They're not, like, I do have a sorted index, but it's not as complete as the one that's more random. Okay, so Jennifer Lawrence, we've seen naked, right? Do I need to go through those? I think those are the most popular shots.
Well, I think
that
we should discuss
there.
Them. In for
All right,
sake
let's go through the Jenna.
Come on, we've got to be professional.
Jennifer Lawrence,
this.
Here we go. There she is, bent over.
Okay, there she's got
like
the dark
it.
Hair.
Yeah, dark hair. Let me try to see
now
if
now she's
I can
drinking
make
a glass of wine. And making a pouty face.
Let's see if I can view these. Zoom. I think I got to do that. Okay, let's see if this works better. Let's see. There you go. Okay, so there's Jennifer Lawrence. She's on a couch.
Sure.
No panties.
No panties.
She's wearing a bra, but her tits are pulled out of the bra. She's leaning backwards. That's obviously not a fake. These are, and let's just go through on the scale of 1 to 10. This is not a fake, correct?
10.
That's veracity. That's Jennifer Lawrence, no question about it. Next one, selfie in a bathroom mirror.
10.
She's holding the phone. Yellow panties, clearly a real photo. This looks like the one on the couch, another one in that series.
Not faked at all.
Skin
tone's too good. Well, we obviously now have three in a row.
We have three from that
same
series.
So we can determine the same nipples.
Sure. Here, she's sucking on her finger. Her boobies are actually cut off in this. This looks like a selfie, but it's not. But she's probably sending this to some guy like, hey, yeah. I wish that was your cock and not my finger. Uh-huh. Let's go to, we're back on the couch again. Here's a selfie. What looks like from underneath, hands over boobies.
Terrific work.
But again, this may not be her. We don't see the face in this.
Hold on. We can determine. Go back.
Okay.
This is where we start doing mole comparison.
Yeah, you can do mole comparisons. They're a little. There's moles under her right breast.
You'd have to see in the other shot.
It's hard to see under her right breast. Now, here's a bikini shot.
Yeah, it looks good.
In a red one piece.
She's in kind of a Baywatch suit.
Yeah, the Baywatch suit. This is, I don't know what this is. This probably is a swimsuit or some other sort of piece of dance wear. This could be, this kind of looks like a Hollywood dressing room a little bit. Maybe a trailer.
Wasn't this like Silver Linings Playbook? Wasn't she wearing this outfit?
Oh.
In that?
Oh.
Okay, don't make that sound.
All right, let's
go
on.
But she was wearing like a dance
leotard.
Kind of a thing.
Here she is in a white bikini again. This looks like, this is a dressing room in a store, it looks like, right? It looks like she's shopping. There's a shopping bag.
She might be.
She took a picture of herself.
Or she's at the hotel after.
Trying on a white bikini. Because there's a number four behind her that looks like it's probably dressing room number four.
Oh, that is probably dressing
room. Floor to ceiling. This could be a hotel room.
That's definitely a hotel. Look at the carpet.
She's bent over. So this is like the boyfriend is taking pictures of her.
She's at the Four Seasons.
Now, here's the interesting thing with Jennifer Lawrence that has come up. I'm guessing these are your favorites. The dark hair. In the bed.
Those are good, too. Yeah,
you like those the best? She's probably shooting Hunger Games or something with the dark hair, right?
I think so. Could be.
Maybe that's a possibility. Yeah. Okay, here's my theory. But here's the thing about Jennifer Lawrence. TMZ put this up today. And then we'll move on to the next celebrity. About Jennifer Lawrence can't claim ownership of all of these photos for a very important reason.
Yeah.
She clearly did not take those photos. If I go back a couple.
This one's a selfie.
That one, she did not take, though.
Well, she could have mounted it on the.
She could have set a timer or something. But basically, the law is whoever takes the photo owns the photo.
Isn't it funny how it was easier to take a picture with an old camera you could set a timer and set it down than it is with a phone?
I think there's timers on phones. I think a lot of people don't know how to use them, but I think there are timers.
The ones that clearly she didn't take are the first set on the couch.
TMZ had this thing about, remember the Ellen selfie from the Oscars?
Oh, who owned that?
Ellen doesn't own it. Ellen tried to copyright that. Turns out, you know who owns it? Was Bradley Cooper, because Bradley Cooper was having the telephone,
and he
took the picture.
And you know who owns these?
And you know what? And I was reading between the lines on TMZ when they're saying, you know, Bradley Cooper owns that. Wink, wink. So I'm thinking.
You know who probably owns these?
Yeah,
pictures?
I'm thinking Bradley Cooper owns these.
Well, I mean, come on. Yeah. Now, I don't like to play.
I know
what's going on in people's private lives.
I don't either. I mean,
but
I will for
the
show.
The possibility that they did back-to-back films together and then were nominated for Oscars.
Silver Linings Playbook and then American Hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They worked on two films in a row together.
Yeah.
And then did publicity tours.
Yeah.
Went overseas, went to Europe, whatever.
Yeah.
Asia. And were not fucking. What is the potential of that?
It's very difficult.
I'm going to call it a metaphysical certitude that those two have exchanged fluids, right?
Next celebrity.
All right. Is there any doubt? And they were like, oh, we're good friends. Bullshit. Yes, you're good friends. You're such a good friend that you know what the back of her cervix feels like.
All right.
When you pound
Let's move
the back
on
of it.
To Kate Upton.
Come
Kate on. Upton had the other. She's
Brad,
probably
come
the
on.
number
Brad
two
Cooper
celebrity.
Fucked the shit out of that. All right.
Here's Kate Upton's. Now, a lot of these Kate Uptons, very innocuous, not much to this.
My wife saw some of these.
Okay.
I showed her a couple, not the more graphic ones, but, and her feeling was she felt good about this.
Yeah.
Because Kate Upton doesn't look, she looks kind of a normal girl who has a lot of makeup done to be a model. She's got a very pretty face.
Look,
but
if girls normally have giant fucking flopping tits like this, And granted, your wife does.
What I'm saying is Jennifer Lawrence's body is like a dancer body. It's perfect. It's like, you know what I mean? There's not a goddamn thing wrong with her body.
I'm trying to not be. I actually think that Jennifer Lawrence looks better with her clothes on. I think her tits are a little. I think they hang a little bit. I think they're a little saggy for me.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's it, Corey.
Get out of here.
Put the knife down. Corey, no, don't do it. You don't want to do it.
You've lost your goddamn mind.
All right.
You're out of order. Out of order.
Let's look at the Kate Uptons.
Are you kidding me?
I think there's 100 Kate Uptons, so let's go through these.
A lot of Kate Uptons.
I'll probably go through these very quickly.
It's going to be real hard to deny that relationship with Verlander now, isn't it?
So here's a Sports Illustrated cover with a Verlander bobblehead on top. You figure she sent that to him. I don't know why this is in her phone, but this is something that was attributed to her. It's clearly some stripper or something. I don't know what this is doing in there. Looks like that could be Kate Upton's ass. You can't see the face. Hard to say.
No.
Probably maybe didn't take that shot herself, though, in all likelihood.
Very difficult angle.
From that angle. Yeah. Now, that looks like that's Kate Upton full.
Now, she's got blood on the... It looks like she's...
I'm not sure what that
there's
is.
There's like broken glass down here.
She broke something.
And there's blood on her foot.
She cut her foot. Yeah, she stepped on
something.
She
didn't bother to cover herself while she took a picture of
her tits
bleeding.
Are... By the way... How gorgeous is that, even with blood on her foot and on
great.
The floor? But I don't know how your wife is going, that's a regular woman in Jennifer Lawrence.
It wasn't this. It was the back shot.
Right, we'll get to that. And here she is just trying on a dress. Nothing wrong with that. Here she is. Now, that's Verlander. They're on. They're in Hawaii, it looks like, or something. On a vacation. Selfie, boobs, bra, and panties on there. Here's, now, see, this. Now I don't. That's not her there.
It's not her.
Not sure why this picture's in there, but okay. And then who knows what this is? Now that is again, that's a rear view, but
well, I know what it is, George.
Under yes, yeah, Corey, yeah, that's good. No, you can use the laser pointer. Go ahead, Corey. That's perfectly fine.
All right,
and then
whoa,
this, who knows?
Right,
and actually, you know, it's pictures like these where you go, like, yeah, you're no longer attractive. Like when you get to that level,
well,
you go, it's blurry.
When you're
it's
saying,
just
when
a,
you're saying. When there's a photograph 4 microns from her clit.
Yeah, that's really just a vagina. There's no way to even tell that that's her. Now, is that her? That appears to be dark hair.
And that's questionable.
Yeah, that who knows? This who knows?
Not her.
But again, these were all in a big thing. Now this, you could say, Kate Upton looks like she has bad skin
she's
in this
picture.
She's
got a little bit of a zit there.
She's drinking a coffee. Okay. Yeah. Again, I don't know who that chick is. Now, I'm guessing that's not... If Kate Upton has that, that's probably not her, but that's...
You know who that is?
You know who that is?
That's Dumb Donald from Fat Albert. See that?
the
way the hat
yeah,
goes
that,
over
that's,
the head?
That's a penis in silhouette.
Oh,
and I don't know. That's what that is, Corey. It's a penis in silhouette. Again, who knows? No, I see, I'm wondering if girls didn't send Jennifer...
Now, that looks kind of like Kate Upton because of the lips, though.
I can't tell.
Well...
I can't tell who that is.
Okay,
that now that looks
her.
Like Kate Upton lying on her side, selfie in bed. But I mean, incredible breasts, though, right? I mean,
fabulous.
incredible,
top notch.
And this one is captioned. I love you. See, that's my theory about that. These pictures were sent because some of these have captions on them. We'll get to other celebrities that have that.
Okay.
Now is that her?
I think the nipple consistency is pretty good.
I don't know, but that person looks very little thinner than maybe Kate Upton. I don't know what that is. Okay. Again, we're back to the stripper
girl. Okay. There's Kate
this
Upton.
Was the original one that I saw of Kate Upton, and then more leaked. But she's covering her breasts, giving the middle finger. That one, clearly a Kate Upton. And again, you could say that's a normal girl. There's hips, right?
Well,
you
I mean,
could say.
She's fabulous.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong.
Exactly. Again, here.
Okay, there we go. Now we're getting into more. Now, there's a very obvious big brown mole.
Is that a birthmark or a mole? But it's not obvious in all the pictures. I don't know if it's because it's kind of on the bottom of her boob.
Yeah. Now, that's an interesting.
That is interesting.
I don't know.
Maybe she has
that
removed at some point. And there she is just out on the town. There she is in a black dress.
That's great. Good for who is that?
Yeah, see, I don't know. Some of these are, like I said... Some there's, of these attributed to Kate Upton, and there's...
We're getting randos mixed in
okay,
here.
And then there's... Okay, let me just get to the...
Okay, this is the... Now, this is the shot that I'm talking about.
This is, yeah, this is Verlander.
Okay, the side angle,
Kate
you're
Upton,
seeing a little
sure,
bit of
yeah.
her little paunch.
Yeah, yeah. And she's...
Don't get me wrong. Please, she's fabulous.
She's got a... she's got her iPod or iPhone up. Verlander's naked. He's totally got his hand on her ass.
This is very
They're
sunny.
Smiling, having a good time.
It's very Sonny and Cher.
Yeah,
You can
do
that.
They're doing the three-quarter look over. Who takes this picture where they're like, let's look at ourselves naked?
I think, you know what, for the front page of Joel Radio, I think you and I should recreate that picture. Are you okay with that?
Let's get right in
go
there.
Go in the restroom and...
do that right in the shower.
They're right in here they appear to be at the Super Bowl here. Verlander and Upton.
Verlander repping a Seahawks.
Well, that's what says MetLife Stadium behind him, so that would be the Super Bowl.
He's repping a Seahawks jersey.
Okay, now this is probably... Now, again, you don't see your face. This appears to be in bed. Just
could be anyone.
Could be anybody. Again, same thing. This time a bra. This is somebody playing with themselves. No head. Could be anybody.
That's hard to tell.
Kate Upton at dinner. Kate Upton on
the
beach.
There's a lot of Kate Uptons.
Yeah, I think there's 100-something Kate Upton. So should we move on, or do you want to get to... Is that Miranda Kerr?
It's not Kate Upton. It's not Kate Upton.
I think that might be... I don't know if it's Miranda Kerr. But she's not naked. It's just, yeah. And then
some of these are just not Kate Upton.
Yeah, some of these are just absolutely not Kate Upton, but I don't know why they're in
here. You think maybe her friends are sending her naked
pictures? That's what I'm thinking, yeah. If it was like a full rip of her phone, you would get pictures that other people sent to you. There's another one from the Verlander in the Mirror
series. That's
adorable.
Who doesn't enjoy that? They're comparing their
That
books.
Should be their Christmas card.
Isn't
right
that
there,
great?
That one. Don't know who that is.
She's in a Braves uniform.
Now, can you identify that flaccid penis,
Corey?
That looks like some of Verlander's pitching performances. It's every bit as... Hey-o! Thank you very much,
looks
Joel
like
Fragmenti.
Looks like the Tigers bullpen.
America's comedian.
It can't finish.
I mean, anything right, else you want to go looks through good. Here? I think we need to move on. Okay,
well,
this one. Now, that appears... Now, we can't see the face on this one, but that sort of looks like a hotel bed that appears to be Kate Upton face down with jizz from her shoulder blade all the way down to her ass, right?
Is yes, that from her mid buttocks,
your string
all the way up
jizz.
To the middle of her back, yeah, which that's impressive.
It's wild.
I understand why he took the picture. It's an impressive
display. He would go, I need to get that on.
Yeah. I mean, there's some all the way up to the shoulder blades.
Get a load of this. That's the caption.
Hey-o! Where's the rim shot?
Hey-o! Joel Radio. All right, let's just move on. I think we've seen enough of Kate Upton, right? Anything else here? I'm going through. Now, see there? Now, is that Kate Upton?
Well, sure.
All right. I don't know. Let's move
there's
on to
so
the next
many
celebrity.
Of those.
Yeah.
There's a star tattoo on here.
Right.
That's not her.
That would maybe not be her. Who would that be?
Because we have not seen the star
tattoo.
Well,
we'll get into some forensics with these next celebrities. Let's move on here to, let me see who we can go to next. Because, all right, you get a single Hope Solo. Take a look at this.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go, if you care. There you go. Corey, have you seen, do you see that?
Okay, that's Hope Solo's butt. Okay, good.
Exactly.
All right. Hope Solo. Thanks for taking a butt shot in a hotel. Now, this would have been a big get a couple years ago.
Absolutely. But those three shots, that looks like maybe from a webcam of Kirsten Dunst.
Well, I'd be very happy to receive those.
Right. Kirsten Dunst looks great. I mean, look, Kate, you know, give me the Kirsten Dunst during Virgin Suicides era. Maybe I'm more interested. But you know what? Hey, yeah, you want to chat with me? You want to FaceTime with me, Kirsten Dunst? Hit me up, baby.
Yeah.
Let's do it. All right. So there's Kirsten Dunst. Let's see who else we got in here. Mary Elizabeth Winstead is an actress that I find very attractive. You know, here's some pictures.
Now looks
of
nice.
Her.
She's in Scott Pilgrim versus the World. She's in the remake of The Thing.
Yeah.
Or the reboot or whatever that is.
Yeah, The Thing and some other stuff. I feel like she's in something more recently, but here are some like Instagram photos with big heavy filters on. These are trying to look like 40s pictures or something, right? Is that the intent?
Well, they're
of this?
More arty, yes.
Yeah, and so, you know, you kind of go like, all right. But she's acknowledged that these are the nude pictures of hers.
Well, and they're clearly taken by, you know,
someone
her partner.
Her. Yeah. They're attributing this to Olivia Munn. Now, you know,
well,
the only thing about this is, okay, here's the thing. Now, this is what we're seeing is a woman who appears to be wearing like a nurse's costume. With her legs spread, there's a penis inserted into her vagina.
She's getting it.
We
good.
Don't see her face.
Mm-hmm.
He's clearly taking the nurse's temperature.
Yes.
At this point. The only argument that this is Olivia Munn that I've heard is, well, number one, it was tagged as Olivia Munn in the leak. But remember the Chris Pine leaks? This was from a few years ago. And
yes.
That, where she was wearing a nurse's outfit and she was bent over and said, hey, Chris, this is for you. So this appears to be maybe from that same sequence. That might be Chris Pine's dick. I don't know.
Well, it's thick if it is. Look.
It's boldly going where no man has gone before.
Let's be honest. A lot of men.
Actually, yeah, a lot of guys. Not as good a joke.
Going
let's move on
where
to
Kevin Pereira. Has gone
let's move on let's, to
now. The only way to determine this, though, is where you start doing CSI nipple.
Well, edition. Here you go. Here's one. Here's a big controversy, Corey. Is this or is this not Yvonne Strahovski from Chuck and Assorted Shows?
I see the lip.
Kind of looks like her. These breasts appears to be augmented. Like, look at this shot. I
that
don't know about this
look
middle
the
one.
Same boobs.
That, but that could be Yvonne Strahovski, right?
Yeah, but they don't match.
No, this middle one doesn't match. The
that
first and the third match.
The first
match.
One matches. Yeah, okay, I could see that.
The first and the third match. The second one, not so much.
Back and to the left.
Yes, that's what we're doing here.
Now,
so I think.
Where did this nipple strike Governor Connolly?
All right, let's move on. What else do we got in here? Do you care about Lea Michele?
All right, so Sirhan.
Okay, here's Lea Michele.
Enters the plaza into the kitchen. Right.
We're wasting way too much. No
well,
one.
This is just
we've actually lost everybody. There's nobody listening left in this.
No.
We've completely. We're
Lea
complaining.
Michele could have taken this and put it on Facebook.
Right, but now here's the controversy. Lea Michele just in a bra with her face smiling nice for the camera. Nothing salacious. Then you get to this one.
Whoops. You get to this one.
Now what is that, Corey?
Well,
how about that, Mr. Fung?
There's a little tattoo.
You can't see a face, but there's a like it says love under her breast and a tattoo.
Love under
is
her
that Lea Michele? We don't
is
know.
Is that her right boob or her left boob?
You don't know.
Okay.
But the world, we need answers for. Now this is allegedly Ariana
Grande. Now I don't. You probably don't even know who that is, really. But one of the biggest pop stars in the country. Appears to be her to me in this shot. It's from the side.
What is her song?
I played it last time on the show. Problem.
Oh, God.
And she has some other hit where she's singing with Jesse J. And, yeah. And her gay brother is on Big Brother this season.
Oh, well, good.
If you care about that. And then, now, see these? She's denying that. But I do have some forensic evidence on this one. Corey, look, I'll give you the forensics in 1 second. Look at the what would you call that? The bracelets. Check the bracelets.
Well, that's good reporting.
I'm only here to give you good reporting.
Well, at least there's consistency amongst the shots.
Right. On that one, you get a couple, and then let me give you the forensic
breakdown
of this. I got to find it here.
This is where the internet amazes me.
Yeah.
Guys have gone and, like, done mole analysis,
sure.
And they're lining up birthmarks, and they're studying these things.
Yeah.
Explicitly.
Where is the forensics on? Oh, I thought I had the. Maybe I don't have that one. I should. I have the forensics on the Ariana Grande. See, I need to sort my folders out better. Oh, here we go. I got it right now. Hold on a second. 3, 2. I just saw it. There you go. Now,
Corey. There you go. There's the forensic evidence. There's Ariana's Instagram. With the bracelets, from behind, in clothing, and then you have her from behind, nude, same bracelets. There you go, Corey. That's it. Guilty.
Well.
There you go. Now,
let's talk about Aubrey Plaza, Corey. Can we talk about Aubrey Plaza?
Let's talk about it.
Are you ready to talk about Aubrey Plaza?
I'm ready.
Okay, here's some Aubrey Plaza. Now, only a few images that are alleged to be Aubrey Plaza, and here is some forensic evidence on that one. As you see here. You have a black panty shot with no face.
Okay.
They're lining up her navel from some photo shoot where she's in a
this
bikini.
This is incredible work to me.
And you can see that they've circled with a red circle. You'll see a birthmark right about there, in both shots. They're also lining up the hands. I guess there's a mole there.
I'm sold.
And a mole there. So that, in your opinion.
The thumb analysis is really what blows my mind.
It really does. It's hard
to
get.
You lost her. You went back.
Yeah, we're going back because I gotta find the other the breakdown of her.
Okay, the Aubrey Plaza, the thumb analysis. Someone took a picture of her thumb.
Yep.
And so she's got a shot of her panties down, and her hand is next to her holding her panties down.
Yes. Now this
someone
one...
took a shot of her on a red carpet.
Okay.
And took it and analyzed her
now,
thumb.
Now here's the most tantalizing thing, in my opinion, that came out of this whole leak. Look at this. Now, this is a picture of somebody's folder on their computer.
Yeah.
There's Aubrey.mov. Then there's the panty shot that was in question, sure. IMG1010. Now, here's MOV6096.mov, which appears to be Aubrey Plaza with her leg up on a vanity masturbating. Mm-hmm. And there's three of these. But the actual movies haven't leaked. But there was a censored version
is
of one of those.
Is that Jay Law again in a movie?
Yeah, that's what they're claiming. But here's the Aubrey Plaza thing where somebody has seen that and they've blacked out the dirty bits. Clearly that's her. Clearly I would be embarrassed if that came out. But it appears like why do you tape that? By the way.
This to me is horrible. This is like how, you know, there's certain films from the early part of the century that are lost forever.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Are you worried?
This is, you know what I mean? This is like, you know how they taped over Carson?
the first Johnny Carson Tonight Show was taped over, yes.
The first like five years in New York.
The early seasons of The Honeymooners.
There's very few of them are left.
Yeah.
To me, it's horrifying because you think, what's on those Carson tapes? They've got to be great. And to have it in your, and there's like stills. Sometimes there's stills.
Yeah.
There's a Lon Chaney movie. It's called, like, Edge of Midnight or something. It's a vampire movie where there's stills from it, and people have done recreations of it.
Sure.
I'm going to have to take stills and recreate Aubrey Plaza's masturbation video.
Because
it's on the cusp of being real.
It's right there. It appears that's...
Why won't they release
why?
The Aubrey... This has been...
Let our people go.
People knew about the Zapruder film before it was seen.
That's true, yeah.
People must have been like... Let us see the Zapruder film. Let us see Aubrey Plaza flicking her bean into a sink.
Well, do you remember Blowout with John Travolta?
Sure.
Where he took Life magazine and he took the stills from the Zapruder film and he photographed them all and he made a movie out of it and you could watch the Zapruder film before the Zapruder film was released. Crazy. So there you go. Yeah. So there is a Jennifer Lawrence that they say is from some video.
There's a video of Kaley Cuoco.
Taking a pee or something. I've seen that. You know, there's just all kinds of these. Do you want to see Bar Raffaelli shaver?
Wait, who's this?
That's Bar Raffaelli, apparently. Again, there's a forensic shot where guys went through and they lined.
And she took a picture of this?
She has, like, a beard trimmer up her ass, right? I mean, that's all the way they put it.
Yeah,
right? I mean, is that
it was
the...
like a curling iron. I thought that's
impressive. No, it's something to, like, shave with. It's some sort of tool. Yeah. And then there's let me get you the forensic breakdown of that one just so you can see if that's really her or not. Here you go, because there's a series of them. There you go. Where they now here you see what they did there. It's the ear piercings. And they're saying there's a birthmark on the shoulder. There's a picture of her in the shower that says my hair is getting too long. Now why would you type that on an image if you didn't share it?
This is impressive.
You would share it.
This is really.
And then you see, I've been in the underside of the internet looking for this, Corey, to inform our listeners of this.
This is all done.
It's all for the listeners
at
home.
This is for you.
This is not.
This is for you, the listener.
This is not for me.
There's nothing in this for Joel.
There's nothing. I don't even know who that is. I don't know what that is. Is there anybody?
That is a completely hairless vagina. to the point where it's like. Underage looking.
I don't even know. Yeah, that could be. I have no idea to know what that is. All right, let's get into Kristen Ritter. Do you care?
Sure.
All right, Kristen Ritter, one of television's more annoying actresses. Kristen Ritter. There she is, selfie in the mirror.
Are you trying to say that The Bee in Apartment 23 wasn't your favorite show?
Well, not my favorite show. And then here are some
shots of her with her no pants and
no
a
pants.
Plate of food.
Plate of
she's got a salad.
She's
and
got
no
a
pants.
Stir fry and no panties. Don't know if that's her or not in the other ones, but there you go.
That's what Kristen Ritter eats, by the way. It's like a bunch.
Yeah,
of
that's meat. How you stay that skinny.
It's a bunch of like cabbage, yams, and carrots.
Now I believe is Teresa Palmer from Is this the girl that's, I don't know, where's Teresa? Can you Google that while I'm doing this? Find out if this is the girl that's from Downton Abbey. I actually don't think it is. I think it's a different girl.
Oh, you know, if they were on Downton Abbey, I don't know them.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Teresa Palmer is some sort of, I'm trying to think who the other girl is. Jessica, you know, it's Jessica Brown Finley who is from Downton Abbey. And then.
Oh, Teresa Palmer's from the film Warm Bodies.
Okay, what about Jessica Brown Finley? Like the town in Ohio. Because this is the best photograph, and I wish I see her. Me having no knowledge of who she is makes this.
That's the girl from Downton Abbey.
Okay, well, turn around and take a look at what she's up to. That.
Well, I'm gonna say.
Hey, look, there's more.
I will say this.
Look, it's a series.
I'm not a sexologist,
right?
But I don't think that's how it works.
No, that's not where you put multiple.
That's not where the dick.
You put
goes.
The penis in her eye. And there you go. So, yeah, this girl is from Downton Abbey.
That's definitely her.
That's definitely her. There's videos, too. I haven't even watched. I think these are short. I don't know if these will open. I don't know. Like this, but see, I don't even care about this. Look, do you care about this?
There's a guy kissing her butt.
Yeah.
It's a guy like doing a line of coke out of her ass.
Well, he's tickling her with his butt.
Who is the dude?
I don't know. So there you go. I mean, there's this girl's got all kinds of weird shit she's up to. She's in the bath.
Is it weird though?
It's not weird.
And here's my whole issue with this whole thing. We're all excited. We're all watching it. We're all going to get all sermonizing. And
I don't know who Becca Tobin is, but she's naked in him. Well, she's from some TV show.
Okay. You're 24 years old.
Yeah.
You're an actress. You're a film star.
Sure.
You're hot. Many men want to have sex with you. Are you ashamed about this?
Yeah, I don't know.
Where's the shame in this? Jennifer Lawrence is a sexual being. Yeah. Wow, fucking breaking news.
Exactly. And Jennifer Lawrence looks like she's
Who's this getting
But this is Melissa Benoist, whoever that is.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who she is either, but she's getting banged in different positions here if you want to see.
There's an Annie Leibovitz book on the
This Robert Mapplethorpe took these, I think.
Yeah, they really do look
black
very,
and white. It looks like they couldn't have taken these themselves. I mean, I guess they could have with like an SLR and
you can see the flash in the rear.
There isn't, room. Isn't there? There, but yeah, there is an Annie Leibovitz book on the thing, right?
Yeah.
Wait, no, for real. Look on the desk.
It's an Annie Leibovitz book.
Yeah, look.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh.
I mean, these look like they were professionally shot to some degree.
Oh.
I don't think Annie Leibovitz did them, but you know.
All right. And then you know, if you want to go through the Victoria Justice stuff, she's denied that they're. Her boobs. There is this shot, which is her, you know, and then there's a bunch of selfies where she's not nude, she's covering herself. But then there were some nipple shots that came out.
Well, that's important.
And again, you're going to have to go full forensic on this one to figure out if these.
I love that. Did the fucking Mythbusters get involved in this? Were Jamie and Adam setting up a.
Yeah.
Did they build like a gelatin, a ballistic
now this gelatin? This is claimed to be Victoria Justice. Who knows? I mean, that looks like her face and her lips. I mean, there's a tan line. The boobs are out. She's just out of the bath or the shower. You know, could be her. Who knows?
I want to say, here's a weird phenomenon I'm experiencing.
Yeah.
If Victoria Justice or whoever did a layout of in a magazine,
yeah,
professional photo shoot,
yeah,
it would be less exciting to me. Somehow ones where they take the ones... In the bathroom,
those ones were
and they're like, we're at the Plaza Hotel and we're in the shower. Those are more exciting to me.
Yeah. Now, this is alleged to be Alison Brie and Dave Franco, although when I look at this, I don't think it's actually either of them. And I saw a different picture from the series. I guess I didn't save it. But I did see a picture where there was like two other people hanging out with them. So this looks like some college party to me. And I don't think that that's either of them.
Alison Brie says that there are naked pictures of her from college.
Okay.
I've heard her in interviews talking about how she's
did she go to college with... Is that Dave Franco?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's... The guy has his eyes shut. I don't think that's Alison Brie.
I'm willing to believe, but this one is hard to determine.
Yeah, I'm not convinced that that's her.
Well, she's making kind of a pucker face.
Yeah, it's hard to say. The face looks like Shannon Doherty. I mean, it's obviously not Shannon Doherty.
But it could be Alison Brie with an earlier haircut.
But if it's Alison Brie before she was famous, why would Dave Franco be with her?
Maybe they went to school together. The people have said, now on this one, the perverati.
Oh, yeah.
The scientists involved.
I think this has been debunked as
have
a
compared
fraud.
The ring that she's wearing and said that that's an Alison Brie ring.
Oh! I've already determined this as a fake. And you know, I'm...
To you, it's a fugazi. Where is the other
Look,
shot in this?
You know what? I'd have to find it. I don't think
Son
I
of a
saved...
bitch, Joel!
I don't know! Let me look. God damn it, there's 500
Joel,
fucking goddamn
people. Need to know.
We've done an hour of this. I think it's enough. I don't think there's anyone listening anymore. Okay, well, then
there
there's...
I don't think there was anybody listening to begin with.
Well, that's probably true. Maybe I can find... Okay, who's that?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. There are still some unknowns. We don't know who they are. Who's this?
Interesting.
Jennifer Lawrence?
No, I don't think so. Not that hair color.
Here's another picture of that. Actually, it's the same picture of that mm-hmm. person.
That was Brie Larson.
Who's this?
No idea.
Exactly. All right, Corey, who's this?
It's the same one that was in the shot with the cigarette.
Yeah.
She's got a puffy vagina.
But you don't know. That looks like a redhead, though, right? The private parts look like a redhead's private parts.
Well, they look like wonderful private parts. But look.
Well, who's that, Corey Hall?
I don't know.
Who's this, Corey Hall?
There's too many mysteries.
Too many mysteries. We'll never know.
Speaking of mysteries,
Were the pyramids built by aliens?
Speaking of mysteries, secrets.
We'll never know.
Questions about the aliens and the pyramids.
Yes.
Tune in next week for a very special announcement.
Yes, well,
from John Elmer Leonard Tenney.
John Tenney will come on and tell us what he
secrets will be revealed.
Yes, so
mysteries will be solved. Riddles will
yes.
be deep fried in a batter of enigma and sprinkled with the powdery sugar of the unknown.
No idea who that is.
By John Elmer Leonard Tenney. This is a show only for us. That's what is going on?
I don't know who these people are.
This is like the Bigfoot of titties. You know what I mean? This is like blurry footage.
I think the show
shower curtains.
I think the show now has a name. I want to
thank
you for that.
It's the Bigfoot of titties. You don't know who this is.
I don't know who this is.
I can't confirm. Science.
Part
can't
of me doesn't
it.
Know who it is because they're not famous to me, and part of me doesn't know who this is because I just don't know who it is. So. Ay, ay, ay. And it drives you crazy because it's supposed to be somebody famous, but then.
Well,
you don't
I
know.
Feel like a complete lecher and a complete.
I do too.
Loser.
Let's move on.
Let's watch some more of these.
All right, let's move on. We've done an hour of celebrity boobs.
Well, we've covered the paparazzi situation. Now, would somebody please hack Allison Williams' phone? All right.
That's who you want next. If you could pick Allison.
Well, I don't know. I'm just throwing a name out there.
Well, Allison Williams. Almost did nudity.
She's kind of on the border.
But
she's on...
they did. I contend in Girl Season 2, when what's the gay guy's banging her, that yes. they digitally drew her hair over her tits.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Well, Eli's giving her a buggering.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that when that happened, that she might have been nude on the day they shot, and they covered her up in post-production. That's my theory. But who knows? All right, let's talk some comedy. You ready to talk? You ready to clear the air here?
Yeah, let's get right into it.
I went to the Big Oddball Comedy Festival the other day. It was here at the DTE Energy Amphitheater. That is in about a 9,000-seat outdoor seating slash hill lawn
seating.
What are
you talking about?
Place. The Oddball Comedy Festival.
No, I mean, what is this place you're talking about?
The DTE Energy Music
what
Theater.
What is this? I don't know.
It used to be called Pine Knot.
You're
you
talking
ever
about Pine Knot.
Yeah, I know. Oh. That's the...
There's people
here. Wow. Corey's done comedy in Detroit and knows
here.
How to get... Yeah.
There's people here that... There's a soul. That's a bit.
It's a bit.
For old guys.
It's a bit to get over. It's called sucking up to the crowd.
which I was accused of doing.
Oh yeah.
When I did my rant about how Atlanta can suck my dick.
Yeah, we did. We talked about that last time. But so I went to this oddball comedy festival. Now I was I only really went because on the day I was invited by my friend Kate Brindle, who was playing on the second stage.
Yeah, we should have Kate on the show.
Yeah, Kate. Was on the second stage, as was Bill Bouchard, who you guys might know from this show. And a guy named Robert Jenkins, who lives in Lansing and is a funny comic. And so they were invited to play the second stage with Brody Stevens. You might know Brody. He's at his own show on Comedy Central. He's been part of lots of shows. He's good friends with Zach Galifianakis. He's been in The Hangover, a bunch of stuff. And so I was invited to go, so I went. And I was treated very nicely by everybody at Oddball. I got the whole backstage treatment, which was nice. Even though I wasn't on the show, I was just kind of in tow. But it was cool. The second stage, you know, was set up at a really weird place there where it was like, if you didn't know it was there, you would never have seen it. But okay. Still with, you know, I'm guessing there were 5,000 or 6,000 people at the show itself, you know, the main show. And probably between 500 and 1,000 were watching the second stage at various times.
Well, that's not bad.
So, yeah, they had really nice crowds. Everybody did great. Kate did great. Bill did great. Robert Jenkins did great. Everybody was good. So, the second stage, Brody Stevens is hilarious. He's I'm convinced Brody Stevens is insane, but it kind of works for his comedy.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he actually is certifiably insane. I believe that in the past we used to.
Is that a big news for comics?
Because I don't think so.
How many comics have we worked with where we're like, that guy's crazy?
Yeah, but I think Brody's crazy, but he does use it in his act, so it's good for him. And then we went over to the main stage. The promoter gave us tickets, and we got. Some pretty good seats. We were like row S, whatever that is. I don't know how many rows back that is.
Well,
25 rows back. I think there's four, you know, there's
how
like...
How many letters are in the alphabet?
Yeah, I know, but I think A is actually row 5 or something because there's tickets in front of that. So we were 25 rows back or something. Then the main stage chart, Ron Funches is up there. He's on Undateable. He's the fat black guy on Undateable. Pretty good show. You know, it's a lot of stuff about how he's high. That's a lot of the show about
Ron Funches has kind of a weird like.
He's kind of got this delivery. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a good Ron Funches.
Marshmallows are weird, like a candy, but also like a fruit. I don't know.
So Ron Funches was funny. He did a good set, and guys are doing 20 to 25 minutes tops at this thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Then the next guy up is a guy named Michael Che. Who's a guy, he's a correspondent on The Daily Show.
Okay.
Apparently he's a new correspondent. I don't really watch Daily Show. I'd never heard of Michael Che. But he does a very Chris Rock kind of act. It sounds like old Chris Rock, but very good. He was great.
Well, he's the new black guy replacing Wyatt Cenac.
Because he's going to his own show.
Wyatt's gone somewhere else.
So Michael Che is, I guess, the new, they have one black correspondent. Is that the rule on Daily Show?
Yeah, okay. I think the one
that's fine.
Like,
that's fine.
Samantha B and Jason wants to never leave.
Okay,
but everybody else leaves eventually.
Okay, so Michael Che is the new guy. He was very funny. I would love to see Michael Che again. I thought he was great. Then you get your Hannibal Buress. Hannibal is a guy that did the Gathering of the Juggalos about five years ago. A funny guy. Had a good show. Again, did about 20 minutes. He brought out dancers. Did he have some bit about he makes up rap lyrics?
Really?
And then has girls ballet dance to it.
Oh, that's lovely.
Robert Jenkins said he'd seen the bit before, so I guess that's something he does regularly. So that was Hannibal's big closer, and that was funny. So we're off to a good start. Then we take an intermission. Brody Stevens, by the way, is now emceeing the main stage. So if you didn't get enough Brody Stevens on the second stage acting crazy, now he's acting crazy on the main stage.
That was not the regular protocol, right? I mean,
no.
That was not...
They take a 20-minute break, you get a beer, you come back, then you're into Chris D'Elia, who is the star of Undateable, formerly star of Whitney with Whitney Cummings.
Yes.
Apparently, they can't not have television without this guy.
Well, do you think...
You can't not
now
have
I'm
a show.
I'm wondering if he had, like, a production deal.
That might be the case,
and
yeah.
So when Whitney ended, they were like, let's fold him in.
And he might not have had any choice as to doing the show or not. He might have been already gone, you know...
Yeah, I mean, he might have just been extremely lucky.
Yeah.
Or he had a production deal with the NBC... For like 5 years.
Yeah, and they said,
okay, we'll get you another.
We're going to throw you on this show now. And Chris D'Elia comes out, had a very high energy. I would describe it as somewhat of a Dane Cook style of kind of just being loud.
Well, now you got me interested. Now,
now you
want to
see. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he did very well. I mean, the guy didn't bomb or anything. It wasn't my personal cup of tea, but he did very well. I mean, I'll give him that. It wasn't my thing, but put on a good show,
yeah,
I guess.
Go ahead and trash
him. People were people. Well, you know what? You know who likes him? Girls.
Yeah.
Girls like him.
I've never found the guy particularly funny.
Girls,
but he was on. He's on two terrible sitcoms. So I will. I have not seen his stand up live. So I will.
Here's the thing about him. Yeah. On his sitcom Undateable, he plays a single guy trying to get laid in Ferndale, Michigan. Okay.
So hard.
I'm an actual guy, single guy, uh-huh, trying to get laid in Ferndale, Michigan. He looks nothing like me.
You don't look like Fonzie.
So that's kind of the problem maybe I have with Chris D'Elia more than anything else, is that he's sort of...
Well, you and I think, gee, what's the problem for Chris getting laid?
Yeah, right, yeah. Why is he having a hard time getting laid?
Now, he's not even the best-looking guy in the world, but...
No,
whatever.
But he does fine. He's got a
lot. I would take it.
Girls like it. Then we can move on. We have Chris Hardwick.
Yeah.
Creator of The Nerdist, host of At Midnight.
Host of all shows
Talking
on
Dead,
TV.
Host of... The king of basic cable,
right?
Chris Hardwick.
Right? He's got 42
on.
Shows.
He's on every show, formerly on Singled
What's Chris
Out.
Chris Hardwick pulling in a year? Jesus, God.
Probably a lot of money, but you know what? He's probably...
got the Meltdown show he produces.
Okay.
At Midnight.
Yeah.
Talking Dead.
Yeah.
Nerdist, like 42 different video, like web shows.
Yeah.
All the podcasts.
But, you know, he is very successful in the fact that it was, you know, he started with nothing, created a show. He's built a following.
Chris Hardwick is like the nerd Dick Clark.
He kind of is, yeah.
He's really inoffensive and kind of not, he's like he's an MC.
Yeah.
He's really a master of ceremonies.
He kind of is, yeah. And he came out and, you know, his set was, again, Chris Hardwick had his fans. That's kind of the thing about this. Every comic had their fans. There were girls that were there for Chris D'Elia. Chris Hardwick had his fans. Chris Hardwick, not a really strong comedian, and that was demonstrated when some guy heckled him. And granted, the guy was like, I think the guy was basically heckling to get Michael Che brought up on stage. Because you know that happens a lot at comedy. When a drunk guy yells out, hey, bring back the other guy. Usually at comedy shows, they just whip the other guy out from the backstage. That's what they do, of course. And so this guy was an idiot. And Hardwick shut him down and went after him. But you could tell his whole rhythm was thrown off. And so
there's a video circulating now of a guy, a heckler, that the owner of the club makes do 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
He brings him up and makes him do 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
I did that at a, you know, I was doing this. I got booked to do somebody wanted a comedian for a birthday party. And this club, it was actually a bowling alley club, the Waterford Bowling Alley. I forget what it's called. They called me and they said, well, this guy wants to do his birthday party. He wants a comic for his birthday party. Do you want to do it? And I said, yeah, let me call the guy. So I think I negotiated not like an insane amount of money because this guy, I said, how many people are you going to have? He said, I'm going to have about 100 people. It's at an Eagles club in Pontiac. I think I negotiated maybe $300 for myself. So not crazy money, but, you know, better than I'd get to go and do 30 minutes at a club, right? So I get like maybe $300, I asked the guy. And I go up and, you know, it's like not for me. It's like a crowd that I can tell it's going to be a tough show. So I'm up there and I'm supposed to do 30 minutes and I'm worried, you know, always worried at those if you don't do the amount of time you agree to that you're not going to get paid. So I'm trying to just say, okay, I got to be on stage for 30 minutes. I don't even know if there was a stage, but I'm like, I got to be up there for 30 minutes. Got to be up there for 30 minutes. Well, the guy's nephew starts heckling me. And he starts yelling shit out. And I go, you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. Hey, nephew, come on up here. I bring the nephew up.
Man.
I hand the nephew the mic.
Yeah.
And the nephew's killing. But I never left the stage. I said, I'm just going to stand up here with the guy. And sure enough, the nephew did about 5 minutes, said goodnight. I did another 5 minutes, had the crowd back on my side. Everything worked out great. I got my money.
Thank you very much. I don't encourage that.
Well, no, but when you're at an Eagles club in Pontiac doing a birthday party,
sure,
it gets tough. You got some. So I've pulled that out of my ass, too. But in this video you reference, is that like the guy bombs and then he learned his lesson or what happens?
Yeah, pretty much. He does terrible acting.
All right.
I was offered a wedding a few months ago.
Yeah.
And I just was like, no
frigging
way
am
I going to play a wedding.
I think I was offered, and I think I was booked, or I would have taken it, was I was going to go to I can't remember if this was a birthday or a bar mitzvah. It was one or the other. and I was going to stand by the buffet line and heckle people as they were getting their food. That was offered to me.
Who thinks this is a good idea?
Right. I go, they're well, the maniac. I know. There's some maniac
fucking
comes
loser
up with that.
Goes,
I know.
Oh, it's going to be great. You, hey, you tell Aunt Gladys she's fat, all right?
Yeah.
Hey, Aunt Gladys, put down the donuts, all right? Hey. Hey, watch it. Ease up on the mostaccioli, Vern. What are you going to do?
Did you end up taking that gig? Because you're great. Yeah, I was going to say, you're great.
I did.
You did
not. Oh, hey, huh? Huh? Carol loves the green beans, doesn't she? Ah, what are you? What are you? You and what are you? Farmer Green Jean's daughter? What are you? Huh? You and Captain Kangaroo? Where's Mr. Bun? Drop the ping pong balls. Lay off the carrot. Ooh, Jell-O salad. Let me tell you,
your pee's gonna smell funny after the asparagus. Hey-o.
Who's gotta pass a drug test? Huh, Vinny?
Oh, boy. So, yeah, so somebody wanted that. So, anyway, let's go
lay
back
off
to...
off the poppy seed muffins. You got a drug test coming
let's
up.
Let's go back to comedy. Right. So, Hardwick kind of had a rough ride. But, you know, I mean, people
did
were on his
songs?
Side. No, he didn't do just talk.
I've seen him before, and he did hard and firm.
But, again, they're only doing 2025, so there wasn't a lot of that. Yeah. So. Then we move on to... Now, I thought the billing was way out of order, because there's three comics left, and out comes Sarah Silverman, who just won an Emmy like 4 days before that.
Sure.
Okay. And Sarah Silverman gets the biggest response because she's the biggest star. And, you know, Sarah Silverman goes into all these jokes about how she was raped and kind of, you know, kind of what you'd expect. She goes out in the crowd.
My ribs are tickled.
Yeah. And then she goes out in the crowd and she sits on a guy's lap and flirts with them. But I really think, and here's my thing. Again, I thought every comic had their fans. I think that Sarah Silverman fans were happy with the show she was doing. Mm-hmm. But I think the other people that were there to see the other comics, I think they didn't like her very much. And so Sarah Silverman ended up leaving to... She came out to rapturous, a star entrance, and sort of left with a very polite goodbye.
I wonder if Sarah doesn't care.
Yeah, I don't know. I think...
If she's not, like... If she's not selling the tickets strictly
for her... I get the feeling Sarah Silverman is better... amongst Sarah Silverman fans. I mean, obviously, everybody's better amongst their fans, but you know what I mean? I think that she isn't good at winning over people who maybe don't think
well,
that she
wasn't
might
last
good.
Year's Obel Festival Chappelle?
It was Chappelle and Flight of the Conchords
with
the headliners.
It's a weird mix.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't think those fans overlap.
I don't think they do either. But, you know, and then and the other thing is that when you get to this point in the show, because there's only two guys left, people start to leave. Because I think people saw Sarah Silverman. It was already 10 o'clock. They're like, we got to get the fuck out of here. So then up next is Jim Jefferies, who I had personally never heard of. And I was talking to you about it before the show. And you said you don't even know who this guy is, Jim Jefferies. He's an Australian guy. He got famous being on, like, British television. He has a show on FX called, I want to say it's called Faith. I'd have to look it up. It's on Netflix. I know. Yeah. And he has a new special that's on Netflix. Apparently he had an HBO special. Jim Jefferies comes out and is doing what I would say would be like not like a dyke. You know, the guy I would compare him to that we both know is like he's doing like a brewer. And I, a lot of people that heard Steve Brewer's been on this show, but it's a very kind of aggressive, arguably sexist act where nothing's off limits. It's hardcore. You could call it Stanhope if you wanted to. You could argue it's in that vein of, you know, it's in that vein of like a Dice or a Kinnison, but it's more modern than that. And it's very funny. And I was very impressed by Jim Jefferies, other than I'm sitting with Kate Brindle, who's a feminist and sort of a hippie comic and probably was not enjoying Jim Jefferies. So I sort of probably would have enjoyed that more had I not been there with her. But Jim Jefferies did a great job. He was very funny. And I also see why Sarah Silverman didn't want to follow him. I'm thinking maybe that's why he moved up the bill, because she's like, I don't want to follow Jim Jefferies, you know, anal sex jokes for 20 minutes.
Well, oh, like Sarah doesn't have any of those.
Well, I know. But again, it was there was definitely an energy change. Jim Jefferies was more high energy. He was actually really good. And I did watch a lot of his. I didn't finish his Netflix special, but I did watch a lot of it. Afterwards, a lot of it was the same stuff. If you watch, it's called Bear, the Netflix special. If you watch Bear by Jim Jefferies, about the first half hour is roughly what he did at this concert. So the first half hour.
All
of
right,
that.
Then
you get to your big closer, Bill Burr. You know Bill Burr.
Yeah.
You know who he is, anyway.
I've interviewed Bill Burr.
You've interviewed Bill Burr. Bill Burr's funny. Yeah. And what was great about Bill Burr is, like, guys would, like, heckle him about weird shit because he had, like, fans of his podcast there, and they would just yell shit out. And he would go off script, and he was still funny. So
right.
Bill Burr did a great job. I think limiting him to 25 minutes could have been a mistake because it was like, oh, well, we would have wanted a little more of this. But Bill Burr was great. It was actually a really good show overall. I'd give it an 8 out of 10. I think that's a pretty
all
good
right,
rating.
There you go.
Nice. Good job by all. Counts good turnout. Like I said, the pavilion was full. Lawn was a little patchy, but, you know, lawn seats for comedy, usually not good anyway. So, you know, they had a good crowd, though. Not nowhere near a sellout.
It's weird seeing comedy in a big venue.
Like it that. Is, yeah. I've done a few of these big venue things, and the people that are far away, you just kind of go, why?
Now,
why?
On the other end of the entertainment spectrum.
Yes.
Something that will not be getting a strong review.
No.
I watched because I have to.
No, you don't.
Because I live
no.
with another person.
I disagree with you having to do it, but.
Because I had a very expensive party in front of all my friends, or at least the ones who showed up.
You had a part, huh?
And now I live
oh,
with
you
this,
had a wedding.
I
yeah.
live with this woman.
Oh, I'm putting it together.
I now have to watch things like the Saved by the Bell, True Hollywood. What was this shit?
I don't know. It was like a buy. It was a Lifetime TV.
That's what it was.
Buy
it was pay. Okay. Now, in the in the old days, you used to have the TV movie of the week.
Yeah.
And ABC would have a movie of the week, and NBC would have a murder mystery movie.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And the movie of the week was generally known as not being that good, but you know, it was a low quality.
No.
It was bad news for your career if you were in the movie of the week.
Yeah.
Now we have a category with 50 million levels of television, and, you know, there's 800 channels.
Yeah, there's, yeah.
You have various basic cable companies that do TV movies.
Yeah.
There's the Hallmark Hall of Fame ones.
Yeah.
There's the Hallmark Channel ones.
Yeah.
Those used to be on broadcast television anyway.
But yeah, those are, but now there's a Hallmark Channel
there's
where they have that
ABC Family.
Sort of wholesome kind of made-for-television movies.
There's ABC Family. Sci-Fi Channel does Sharknado.
Yeah.
Is legendarily known
right.
for making awful, awful,
sure.
laughable, bad.
They sure are.
They've made a mark. That's their new thing. They're like, look how stupid our stuff is.
Yep. Not even trying to be good anymore.
All of that
yeah.
pales
yeah.
in comparison to the quality or lack thereof. The It's not just a lack. It's like, you ever heard of a reverse griddle?
You should... You tell people what the...
Instead of a griddle, they have a reverse griddle. It's an anti-griddle. It's something that's so cold that it, like, cooks the food with frozen cold.
Okay.
This is so far from good. These Lifetime movies. And this one is the Saved by the Bell, behind the scene. What the fuck was this thing called?
I don't know. Look it up. I know what this is. A lot of people were excited. I guess if you were a Saved by the Bell fan, which already, if you're a Saved by the Bell fan, don't talk to me. That's number one. But I guess if you're a Saved by the Bell fan, this was a big deal because they were going to show you what was going on behind the scenes on Saved by the Bell. Why anybody cares about that now, I don't know. I mean, what was on the show? What was the big revelation about Saved by the Bell?
Unauthorized Saved by the Bell.
The you know unauthorized Saved
here's
by the
revelation.
The Bell.
This was the fucking television equivalent. This was the, well, this was a television event. This was the TV movie event equivalent of Al Capone's Vault.
Yeah, it was.
They got everybody excited.
Yeah.
They got everybody's clit wet. Yeah. Everybody went, ooh.
Yeah.
Fucking millions of 30-year-old girls flicking their bean thinking about, ooh, Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
I've used flicking the bean twice in a show, and I
okay.
apologize. I will hire.
Yeah.
You deserve better as a listening audience.
Sure.
And they got everybody to tune into this stupid fucking movie.
Yeah.
And not a goddamn thing of interest happened.
But weren't they all banging each other? I mean, that's what people kind of want, right? No?
Well, yeah, I'm sure in real life they were.
But that none of that's
movie,
in the movie.
Lark Voorhees holds hands with Mark Paul Gosselaar under the table during a script read. That's as high as the fucking entertainment
all
level
right.
as
well,
got.
Well, you're, but here's my problem with that, Corey. You can't watch this with any intention of it being any good. That's the problem.
Oh, I didn't. And I knew it was going to be bad.
Who thought it was going to be good?
No one.
Did your wife think it was going to be good?
She was like, oh, we got to watch that. They fooled everybody
no, you
into
don't.
Watching this thing.
You don't. They didn't fool
and it's
me.
The same thing with Sharknado.
Yeah.
I knew Sharknado. I knew what they were. The goof was.
Yes.
So I watched Sharknado 2, and it was dreadful.
And that actually, again, not unlike Sarah Silverman's set, both of these had a lot of hype going into them and coming out of them, nobody cared. Is this that sort of what happened?
Bombed.
Yeah, I think so.
Twitter ate this shit apart. Yeah. Because here's the thing, and this goes to Transformers 4.
Yeah.
This goes to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
You cannot live on nostalgia.
No.
If the shit wasn't good to begin with.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's
nostalgia
the...
works better
yeah.
when you're nostalgic for, like, you know, the Beatles.
Yeah.
Something good.
Yeah.
You're nostalgic for some shit that was good.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't be nostalgic for shit. Okay, maybe it's something like the Batman show,
yeah.
which is funny in its own little
it's campy,
campy way. But if the shit was horrible to fucking begin with,
yeah,
Gilligan's Island, no one is actually really nostalgic for that.
But they made 87 Gilligan's Island movies.
They did.
They made a Gilligan's Island behind the scene movie just like the Saved by the Bell. I think we're just
now, people are too old to care about
but
that.
Haven't they made these, but as I thought this was like TV Land was, didn't they make a Three's Company behind the scenes
movie? The Three's
Company
one was fabulous.
Okay.
Because it was written, and the same thing with this happened.
Yeah.
That was Joyce DeWitt's version
of
events.
Yeah.
So in it, everything was about how Suzanne Summers was a flaming, raging whore.
Yeah.
And she was the worst.
Yeah.
And she did everything to sabotage the show
sure.
and made it all about her. And it was delicious yeah. in that aspect of
yeah.
it. Because Joyce DeWitt
well, that's
was
what they wanted
it.
Out of the Saved by the Bell
right.
thing. I guess they just wasn't there.
This was Dustin Diamond's take.
Oh, God, what an idiot.
So it was really the story of how he was misunderstood.
Look, here's my thing on Dustin Diamond. I always thought Dustin Diamond, first of all, I always thought Saved by the Bell is one of the worst television shows ever made. That's yeah. number one. I always thought that Dustin Diamond, he would come to comedy clubs and sell out, and I would go, why? The guys, and everyone would say uh-huh. he's not funny, but he still sells out. I saw the Dustin Diamond porn movie, which I believe your wife actually watched with us. If you remember that back in the day.
And she still married me.
And we sat down. I got the Dustin Diamond porn movie off the internet. We watched that thing. And you know what? And I thought Dustin Diamond was the biggest douche. Then I met the guy. He came to the Gathering of the Juggalos, host the main stage. And he couldn't have been a nicer guy.
Really?
But here's the thing. I still hate you. You're not. Nobody's that nice a guy. You still suck, Dustin.
I've not heard he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he was a perfectly nice guy.
I remember
with me.
1 week.
Perfectly nice.
One week, I think I was emceeing at Joey's Dearborn.
Yeah.
And he was coming up next the next week.
Yeah.
And I was like, next week, Dustin Diamond. Wow, you guys dodged a bullet by coming this week.
Little do you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a nice guy, but you know, again.
So this was all about Dustin Diamond. He was misunderstood. He was younger than everybody else. They were all popular and cool.
And he was the nerd. And
he was nerd.
Yeah.
So he started drinking with this Asian kid who played an extra in the, who hung out in the fucking, you know, whatever their peach pit or whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The cherry fart or
I
whatever
know,
their,
I don't know.
Whatever what their, you know.
They had a little malt
the diner.
Yeah,
they,
the malt
the diner
shop,
they
yeah.
hung out in. And so this kid was like an extra in the back and he was like introducing, he's like, you ever tried vodka before? Yeah. And so you got Dustin Diamond drinking out of a flask.
Good.
And then the best scene in the movie.
Did he play himself?
No.
Oh,
it
would have
been great if he
that'd
did.
That'd be great.
They got a kid who's more handsome than Dustin Diamond.
Of course.
First of all the actors.
Everybody's more handsome than Dustin.
By the way, the actors were only vaguely representative.
Yeah, right.
Of Dust of anybody
of the Saved by the Bell cast.
The kid who played Zach Morris,
yeah.
Mark Paul Gosselaar, was a Toronto kid, and so he totally had like a
yeah, he had a thing,
hey
yeah.
Screech, eh?
Yeah.
Like, let's try and. He sounded like Bob and Doug
yeah,
McKenzie,
yeah.
eh? He really had this like Toronto accent and, well, Bayside High. And it's so fucking terrible. I was stunned.
Sure.
I've been a professional film critic for 14 fucking years. I've watched some of the worst films ever made. I watched every Martin Lawrence movie ever made. I've watched fucking Madea movies.
Sure.
I was stunned by how goddamn awful, uninteresting, listless, flaccid, horrific this Saved by the Bell show was. It was worse than the show, Saved by the Bell.
I have
sticking rusty fucking forks in your eye socket.
I have the Mark Paul Gosselaar kid. I have a clip.
And welcome to party time. That's all.
This is him right here, right?
I now turn the recreation over to my brother Bob.
Thanks.
That's them, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. Eh?
While listening to the album, this is a good thing to do.
That's that. I think this is from the show, right?
Take a six pack of cans.
Hey, Mario Lopez, let's go pick up chicks.
For this game, you got to use cans. Take a six of your favorites, right? It's like Russian roulette. It's called the beer hunter.
Yeah. He's,
like,
teaching, okay, he's teaching Dustin Diamond how to drink
right,
beer, right?
Right,
Hoser's
right.
going to shake up one can.
He's here calling him a hoser? It's so Canadian.
Okay, I mean, now that's well thinking, shook up.
Right, give me something on this, right? Give me the. Give me Elizabeth.
Okay, now.
Now I'm
how about the time
we
double stuffed Elizabeth Perkins? How about you get that in there? No?
Okay. Now,
how about the time Tiff Thiessen blew the producer?
Six beers, or however many it takes.
All right, I'm sorry.
The closest thing to a revelation is that Dustin Diamond likes to do some drinking on the set.
Yeah, sure.
We're still rolling.
I think we'll. Okay. I'm going to keep Bob and Doug McKenzie playing as you talk about the Saved by the Bell.
Good day.
The best scene in this fucking movie, if I can say best,
from Rush.
Yeah,
is Dustin Diamond is showing you? He's like, I took up martial arts,
yeah,
so I can get tougher and get away from the nerd image. And he's doing karate,
yeah,
and he's hitting the flask of vodka. And it's like the sad
chop drink,
right?
Kick drink.
It's like my karate and my vodka were how I got through the pain,
right? Yeah,
the plague screech. You couldn't believe how shitty this thing was.
Poor man.
And then the end, he does like, they kept doing like straight to the camera, like fourth wall
breaking
stuff.
The fourth wall.
And at the end of it, he's like, well, he's like, boy, that last season was really terrible. And we're like, oh, wait, the first three seasons of it were fucking genius? Great.
Is that they only made four seasons of Saved by the Bell?
They did like the college years.
They did. Yeah, when that was Screech,
and that
was the only
no one liked that either. But the last season was them, like, they brought in like Leah Remini because Tiffany Amber Thiessen and Elizabeth Berkley were like, fuck you guys.
They were out of there.
So they brought in Leah Remini as a tough girl or somebody. I can't remember who it was.
Right.
But
wait a minute. Hold on a minute.
That show was on when I was in high school, so I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, sure.
But it's horrible.
Exactly.
Okay. Good day, welcome to our single.
This
I'm
is
Bob McKenzie, and this is my brother Doug. How's it going, eh?
Beauty, eh?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Okay, everyone, this record was my idea.
Get out.
It was. You're lying.
This is it. This is the height of comedy in the early 80s.
Wow.
Why are you doing this?
It didn't get any better than this.
Together, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
okay.
Did you have this record, or did like your friend have it or something?
I think I've heard it.
Geddy Lee from Rush. Dave Thomas, Rick Moranis.
Decent singing, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Okay, so good day. Our topic today is music. That's right.
Like, wow. Bob and Doug McKenzie. And
all right.
We've been doing a podcast for 10 years.
Thank you.
At 1% of their success. Thank you very much.
It would be wonderful.
All right. Let's stay with TV movies, and we'll get you out of it. We got a couple things left here. Houdini was a miniseries on history. History is now making original movies. They've made, this is their third one. Did you watch the first?
Boy, another producer of shitty television
movies. Did you watch the Hatfields and the McCoys? That was the first history miniseries.
Yeah.
That was terrible. I watched about half of the first one. I thought it was awful.
Yeah.
Then they came back. They made the Bonnie and Clyde miniseries. How about that one? Did you watch that one, Corey?
No.
Okay, so Bonnie and Clyde, you're out for. I didn't see that one either. Now they've made Houdini. So what they're doing is they're taking historical figures, making their life stories. Houdini starred Adrian Brody, who was actually very good as Houdini. I watched the whole thing without the commercials. The whole thing took over two nights, a little over, what would that have been? 2.5 hours probably was the whole thing. So it really was only the, you know, a decently long movie was basically the whole thing. And it was good. You know, I liked it. I did have a couple problems with it. One is that there's this whole, and there was the most recent biography of Houdini had the revelation that Houdini was a spy. That he would tour Europe and he would go play like for the Kaiser, and he would be able to steal their documents out of their safes. I think some of that reeks of bullshit. And there are other Houdini books who say, yeah, that's bullshit. But they went heavily with it in this movie. I thought that was sort of a mistake.
Well, it's like Chuck Barris was with the CIA.
Right. And that most people, I believe, have discredited Chuck Barris. They did make, you know, he did write the book Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. George Clooney made a movie out of it.
I love that movie, by the way.
That movie's a fun movie, but it isn't probably true.
No, and I don't think the
almost
movie,
certainly not.
The
true.
Movie presents itself in a way you can go.
You can.
This is
maybe
all
not
insane ramblings.
But Houdini, they kind of gave him a little too much credit for things. They made his wife seem like a real pain in the ass, which I don't believe. But you know, I read this biography called Houdini by Kenneth Silverman. I think that came out in the early 90s. And that was for a long time the definitive book on Houdini until this more recently written one. Because they had the wife smoking pot every minute in the movie. And, you know, Houdini was like, what's that tobacco? That's got a funny smell to it, you know? And it was kind of. They did show a lot of the escapes and how they were done. They showed, you know, where he would have a lockpick hidden somewhere and he'd pull it out. Some of that I think is true. Some of it I think is maybe not true. They did his famous, he made an elephant disappear. His wife said, no more escapes, and he stopped doing the escapes, and he sort of did a traditional magic show where he made a giant, like, Barnum and Bailey's biggest elephant disappear. The way that they showed it is not the way that happened, according to a book. One of the greatest books I've ever read called Hiding the Elephant, which is about turn-of-the-century magic and has lots of chapters on Houdini. They describe and show you the method for how Houdini vanished the elephant. It's not at all what they showed on the show. So some of that, I think, is bullshit. Overall, it was very good, though. Enjoyed it. And
if we didn't lose anybody with
wait
our
a minute, wait a
discussions,
minute. Wait a
I think our discussions of Lifetime TV movies and Houdini.
Well, but I mean, you could watch this and go, oh, I know how Houdini did all his tricks now. And I'm going, yeah, I don't really think you did quite know, because I've read many, many books about Houdini. And yeah, we're going to have to decline that phone call.
What? No? No,
because we're running out of time. We got
to
get
to
this.
We're going to have 2 hours
so
to talk
Houdini
to
that guy. Houdini was pretty good. I'm sure you can catch a replay of it. I know they're going to release it on Blu-ray. It'll probably end up on Netflix as well. Houdini's worth a look. It's, like I said, it's about 2.5 hours. Good job with that. For some reason, they use dubstep music. Not sure why. I probably would have done something more period.
I would not have used dubstep music.
But they would do, you know, like he'd be like Houdini jumps off a bridge. It's the opening scene of the movie, into like icy water. And it's like, when he hits the water, like, boom, bam, boom, boom, and then they do like a CGI close-up on the lock, and they show like the pick going in it. And it's like, and I'm kind of like, I don't know that that's appropriate for Houdini. I probably would have used something more.
I would not like that.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's,
believe it or not.
Let's not have that.
Well, I did it every bit as good as the composer.
We had people that lived in our building that would like, were tweakers that were playing that in like the middle of the afternoon.
Oh, God. But you notice how dubstep went from being like this underground club thing to being like in every commercial and every movie, and it's so annoying. Oh, God.
It is annoying.
All right, here's what else is annoying. I'm in a new movie.
Oh, God.
I know last week, Joel, we talked about how you're an extra in a movie. I'm an extra in another movie. This movie just came to Netflix. It was out on video for a while. It's called Parts Per Million.
Okay.
It's a movie about, like, it's about the end of the world, but it is basically there was some sort of biological weapon that was used somewhere in the Middle East, and the contaminant spread to the rest of the world and everybody dies. And this guy kind of made, like, this Terrence Malick version of the end of the world. I know you're saying this doesn't sound good.
No.
Based upon me fast-forwarding to the part that I'm in, it wasn't good. But like I said, I didn't sit down and actually watch it minute for minute. Do you want to see me, Corey? I've got it queued up.
Okay.
Because the other one, you know, what the thing I did in Into the Storm, you have to go to the theater to see. This one, if you have Netflix, you can go right now and watch this. Again, maybe you don't watch the whole thing. And again, I'm in this. And again, I'm in this for maybe 2 seconds. But I'm going to queue up the thing here. And then I think after this, I believe if we stay tuned, everybody, we're going to get Little Caesar's new pretzel crust pizza and enjoy that. Are you still down for that? Does that sound like a plan?
Does it
sound like something you want to do?
Maybe it's a bonus episode.
Well, I think what I'll do is you can just turn it off if you don't want to hear us eat a pretzel
It'll
crust pizza.
It'll be like
pizza,
a drive in our old, drive-through
theater.
We'll
eat it in the other room with the. We won't even do it in front of the mics. We'll eat it in the other room with the field recorder.
And then we'll review it.
So it'll sound a little. But you can just do it there. We'll close out the show there. Let me get over to my Netflix on the PS3 here. And we'll queue up Parts Per Billion. Again, I don't know who this guy that directed this even was. You'd have to look it up. But Rosario Dawson's in this movie. Josh Hartnett is in this movie. Frank Langella is in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got some legitimate stars. It's sort of an ensemble.
I'm going to have to ask afterwards why you don't use the PS4 for streaming.
Ah, I can answer that right now.
Yeah.
Because the PS3 has a dedicated media remote. And it's much easier to use than the PS4 controller. PS4, you have to use the controller. I forget which button is play, and I end up turning off my movie in the middle of it. So I think it's better. And I have this all queued up. Here we go. By the way, and I believe this was just added yesterday. It has a 1 out of 5-star rating based upon people that have reviewed it on Netflix to this point. But it says, in the midst of man-made biological disaster and a terrible fate, three couples try to find meaning in their lives. Frank Langella, Gina Rowlands, Josh Hartnett, and Joel Fragamenti. It doesn't say Joel Fragamenti. In Parts Per Billion. Here we go. And you'll see here. You'll see there's a scene in a bathtub. This is one of the couples. And now you see. Oh, I should have audio over this, shouldn't I? Now this is. How am I going to get audio? I guess I'm just going to turn it up and use the mic. You'll see Hill Harper. They shot this in Detroit. There were some good scenes of Detroit down by the water with one of the couples earlier. But here's Hill Harper running down the street. You'll see he runs. There's dead bodies. And as he runs into the liquor store, hey! Who does he run right into? There it is.
Wow.
How good was that?
Gee.
That was terrific, right?
I was going to swear you were a dead body.
No. I'm actually, I'd like to refine it so it'll run in 1080p, but we'll see if that. You might have to watch a little bit of this no nudity love scene. Before you can
well,
see
it. Well, that's a funky bathtub.
In full. Well, it's the end of the world, Corey.
Okay.
The grout is. But you get how I'm saying this is like a Terrence Malick end of the world movie just based upon these clips?
Well, it's a little.
It's a little artsy, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
A little artsy, yeah. And then they cut to Hill Harper running down. You might
That's
reckon,
not you right there? No, nope. Is the corpse?
No, you see me. I'm coming out of the. There's the dead guy. And right as he's coming into the liquor store, he runs right into me. There I am.
That is at least 2 frames.
But you can tell that that's me. Anyway.
Well, there you go.
Parts per billion.
How many times? Were you in line?
I don't know if. You know what? I shot with these guys. You know, these guys in the liquor store that are selling.
There's
these
a guy
kids.
With glasses.
You know, I don't know. Maybe there is a continuity here. Because I was in that liquor store for a long time, and I talked with those actors. You know, this black guy here and the guy behind the counter, he's like a biker. I don't know if I'm in line or not. I didn't notice that. No. There's a...
Oh, see, there was a guy with glasses.
Yeah, that wasn't me. That was not a different guy. Yeah. Okay.
All right, then.
So there it is. Parts per billion. Hill Harper, star of CSI New York and personal friend of President Barack Obama. Did you know that as well? They went to school. They went to college together.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so. But yeah, I hung out.
This guy's like 50?
Hill Harper, yeah.
Black does
Black
not crack.
Black don't crack. A good-looking guy, right?
I mean, he's friends with the president. He's
yeah.
got to be 50.
And these guys were local actors, these, you know, the biker and the other guy. Mm-hmm. And anyway.
And Greg Russell, TV's favorite.
Not Greg Russell. But that was a real disused liquor store in, like, the Cass Corridor. And there you go.
When does Hortense, the hand puppet of low self-esteem,
I don't think you see him in that. But anyway, if you want to look for Parts Per Billion, if you want to watch it. Oh, what was that? An hour and 25 minutes, 26 minutes roughly. If you want to just fast forward right to me.
You want to fast forward right to the meeting.
Right to Joel running into Hill Harper. I ran into Hill Harper about 10 times. We did about 10 takes. And I was...
Well, there you have it, folks.
I was kind of getting annoyed.
Joel has touched a black man.
And it's on Netflix.
10 times. We have proof.
$7.99 a month.
Joel has made contact with a Negro.
Watch Joel run into a personal friend of Barack Obama's on film. That's pretty good.
All right. Okay.
I'm proud of that.
Are you?
Because, by the way, you know, I've got this now. I've got Into the Storm, where I'm a construction worker for
You're
about
a regular
six
Bill
seconds.
Kennedy. You know
And
that.
I'm the guy who ate the stale donuts in the 5-year engagement. I'm going to let you in on something, Corey.
Building a resume.
I'm going to let you in on this. If you noticed, I'm wearing the same hoodie in Parts Per Billion as I was.
Oh.
As I
it
was.
The same character?
It's all one character. You're right. It's all one person.
What are you, like,
it's
Detective
the same,
Munch?
Yes.
What are you?
It overlaps. It's the same universe, Corey, is what I'm trying to say.
Is it the same universe? Or,
it is.
Or are you an extra-dimensional creature that travels between worlds?
It is the same. Believe me. When I think about... You know what I was buying when I ran out of the liquor store?
It's the same universe.
Do you know what I was buying when I ran out of the liquor store?
What?
In my method. Stale donuts.
Oh,
high five your engagement.
Oh, I see.
You know, see, you wonder.
You were tying it together.
Well, you know what? When people wonder how you have a successful acting career, that's what I tell them. Thank you very much.
You tell them I still wonder how you have a successful
acting. I don't know. All right.
Oh,
so
my
we're
God.
Gonna go. Are you
You're
ready?
A regular Bill Kennedy.
Are you ready for a Little Caesars pretzel crust pizza? I believe there's cheese embedded between the layers of the, not just in the crust, but actually the whole pie has like a cheddar cheese bottom.
Yeah.
I've got the website up for it. You, yeah, I don't know if you have it. I see it later. There it is. The hot and ready soft crustal pretzel crust pizza. It's apparently supposed to be ready between 4 and 8 p.m. So I think we're going to run over there. I can call them if you want. Should I call them and make sure they have one ready?
No, no. Let's,
we'll just go and...
Let's just freeball it.
But what if we go and there's like 20 people in line? What if it's like parts per billion and there's a run on pretzel crust pizzas?
I somehow think that won't be a problem.
All right. So we're going to go get a pretzel crust pizza. You guys, when we come back, we'll eat that. You guys can hear the review of that because you might be thinking, hey, it's dinner time. I'm getting hungry. Maybe I'll try that pretzel crust pizza.
You
and I
might be thinking, I have some life left to waste listening to these two fat bastards eat a pizza.
If you got through our breakdown of Aubrey Plaza's masturbation videos, you can sit through us eating. I'm calling this is the worst show we've ever done. Already without the pretzel crust
pizza. It's real close. Right, it's to the, near the bottom of the list.
Well, we'll come back. You'll hear us in the dining room dining on a delicious Little Caesars pretzel crust.
Oh, man.
All right, well, we got the pie now. We're back from the Little Caesars. And what's your impression on looking at it, Corey? Just from a...
Because
we haven't dug in. We haven't even taken it apart yet. I took some photos of it.
It has very little of the pretzel... Okay, well, it's got a little pretzel.
Yeah, well, it's got the kosher salt on it. A pretzel.
It's not as brown on the outside.
No, it doesn't look as chewy as a real pretzel.
The brown fades out a little bit.
A little too much, yeah.
You're advertised a full, rich brown pretzel color.
Let's take a slice here. I'm going to grab one. Mm-hmm. Well, this thing is not that hot either. It's clearly been sitting around.
Well,
and as you can see, I believe there's... Now, I have to take the pepperoni off.
Well, you're a freak of nature.
I'm a woman, yes. I don't eat pepperoni. Taking that off. Corey's going in for his first bite. I don't know what this is.
Instead of tomato sauce.
Yeah, that's what's missing, isn't it?
There is a...
Oh!
There's a cheese underneath it.
Oh, I didn't realize that was... I thought...
So you now have two layers of cheese.
So basically, this is a pizza without tomato sauce.
Yes.
Oh. I think tomato sauce is what gives pizza its flavor normally.
I would say that's true. There's a sharp cheddar cheese sauce underneath the mozzarella. I don't know if I need that.
It would benefit from some tomato sauce.
It might.
Yeah, the cheddar sauce is not as good as...
You know, it's okay, but it's...
Well, but what about... You haven't gotten to the actual crust yet, but...
No. Here's the thing. Okay. Pretzel anything, I'm in for.
Right.
Pretzel buns on a burger,
mm-hmm.
I'm all for it. We've reviewed the pretzel bun, and I've had many high-quality pretzel buns.
Mm-hmm.
Pretzel loaf, I'm in for.
Yeah, I've had pretzels. The rolls, yeah, all that stuff.
So you tell me you got a pretzel pizza.
Yeah.
I say, I'm interested. It's a fat man.
Yeah.
You tell me Little Caesars is making it. My interest level wanes.
Mm.
They manage to jack everything they do up.
I'll tell you, that kosher salt is tough, man.
Well, you've got sharp cheddar.
Now you're taking it off, and you're going... yeah.
You got sharp cheddar.
I'm fine with you taking it.
And then salt on top of it.
I'm fine with you taking it off, because believe me, if you left all of it on that, they put on there. Oh, my mouth, I just needed my water so bad. Holy crap. Well, it's one slice. I don't know, what do you... I'm definitely in for slice two. Slice three, I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I paid $7 for this thing, and I'm not sure if I'm in beyond slice two. But let's go for slice two now.
The salt is maybe unnecessary.
Yeah, I think so. I think it is, because I think there's...
Because in addition to that, you've got the pepperoni.
Which I'm taking off, but again, that's just my thing. But no, I think what's missing is tomato sauce. I really think that would... I think just making a regular pizza with this dough might be an improvement. That's what I'm saying. Here's my review. If they would make their regular Little Caesars pizza out of this dough, it would be better pizza.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm. There's too much salt.
Oh my God, there's so much salt.
There's too much salt and the
there's like salt in that cheese.
The sharp cheddar spread really makes it a little bit...
A little too...
Funky.
It's just not as pizza-y as I thought it would be. No. It's more pretzel than pizza. I think that's my review.
This is pretty much a bread item.
Mm-hmm.
I think sauce makes it a pizza, right?
I think so.
It's a Little Caesars product, which...
Believe it or not.
Pizza, not... pizza.
Yeah.
You know...
And not everybody has Little Caesars where they live, you know?
And they're lucky. I'll say this. I have a lot of pride.
Okay.
In Detroit. I have mm-hmm. a lot of civic pride. Little Caesars is not one of those things I'm proud of.
Sure.
We are responsible in this. Now, I tell people there is Detroit style pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that would be Buddy's.
Mm-hmm.
Is the originator of that kind of pizza.
Yeah.
That's a deep it's a pan pizza.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thick crust, but it's not the ridiculous Chicago pie pizza.
Right.
These are in big square flat cast iron
yeah.
pans. That's delicious.
Yeah.
That's what I would say Detroit pizza is. Unfortunately, we are burdened with having the two crappiest national pizza chains. Aside from Cece's, which is the worst of all kinds.
Yes.
In that we have Little Caesars and Domino's.
Oh, salt.
Too much salt.
Salt is killer on this thing. Killer.
It's a lot of salt, yeah.
You know, I'm still hungry, so I guess I'm going to have another. You've only had one, right?
Yeah.
And I've had two.
I might be good.
You might be good? Yeah, if you're going to have a delicious dinner with your wife after this, I think I think that's your plan. I think...
Yeah, although it is tough when there's pizza sitting in front of you.
It is free pizza that I paid for sitting in front of you, Corey, but...
I mean, it's $7. It's
not like... Yeah, it's not like you couldn't afford it.
Are you getting a $2 value over the regular Hot and Now pizza?
You know what? Again, my theory with all of these foods, and I've said this 100 times, is ultimately it's all of these wacky versions of their food. It's just an advertisement for the regular food.
That's correct.
I kind of wish this was a regular Little Caesars pizza. As bad as that is.
Mm-hmm.
As bad and as boring as a regular Little Caesars pizza is, I would probably prefer that to what is sitting in front of us now. And that's unfortunate, because I'm hungry and this is all there is to eat. So, with that, I will grab slice 3.
All right, get in there.
And I'm going to grab...
Yeah, well, there's an experiment. Thank you. Mike Ilitch and the Little Caesars Pizza Empire.
Yeah. The Detroit Tigers. Detroit Red Wings. Little Caesars Pizza.
I think you should take one bite of pepperoni just to make the whole experience together.
It probably would make it better because I don't like it, but I get heartburn and it's not good. It's not good.
Wow. Well, we do this for you.
Yeah.
The listener.
The fan.
The dedicated, complete assholes that listen to this show. God bless you. This has been a tough episode.
We do a lot.
On a lot of levels.
We've seen some bad things. We've tasted some bad things.
We saw some good things.
Some good things.
There's a lot of good things. There are... I don't know if it's a wax. I don't know if it's a laser process.
Oh.
There are some of the most immaculately shorn genital regions in
Hollywood. It's true. When you think about celebrities... I think you can make the general statement that they are well groomed.
Well, we saw one of them was grooming herself with a dedication that it really takes to be an Israeli supermodel.
Oh.
So,
it's fucking salt.
This has been a celebration of a lot of bad stuff.
Yeah. Maybe this is punishment for reveling in the nude photos.
Yeah.
Eating this awful pizza.
We didn't talk about the Emmys.
That was 2 weeks ago. I thought we talked about
it
last week.
Did we talk about the Emmys? I read an interesting article today about how Modern Family continues to win, despite all the evidence
sucking,
the contrary.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Emmys does this. They're phantoms.
Yeah, they give the same thing.
They give the same thing to people mm-hmm. long after the show's relevant
yeah.
or people care. So,
well,
and we continue to podcast long after it's relevant.
That's not true.
Long after people care.
Well, we want to thank everybody that cares. We want you to subscribe on iTunes. Give us reviews. Don't judge us on this show if this is the first one you've heard. Please listen to our Gilbert show or our Robin Williams tribute or the thing we did last. We had a very interesting topic last week with the Comedy Store strike of 79, and we talked to a man who was there, and that was all good.
Yeah.
So this week we're going off our game.
Yeah. So I'm Corey Hall. You can follow me on Twitter.
Yeah.
At Corey Hall Comic. You can also check out the Fox 2 Detroit webpage. Put my name in.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll get some videos. Mm-hmm. Hashtag Comedy Council on Twitter.
Okay.
Bomb that. And you can see me and a lot of my local friends doing comedy at 10 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
So there you go.
That's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And I'm at Joel Radio Show on Twitter, and you can follow me on Facebook. And, of course, look for me in Parts Per Billion on your Netflix.
I mean, really look.
I told you where to look.
Get the pause finger.
I told you where to look.
Get the pause finger in.
And what else can I tell you? Facebook, Joel Radio's on there. You can follow us on there, whatever you want. They're making a Whitney Houston movie. Isn't that what that is?
I think they're also making a Miles Davis movie with Don Cheadle.
Oh, okay. Well,
my God.
Can't be worse than Saved
by the Bell. We'll have to have reviews of other shows like... Well, why don't we do a big fall TV blowout?
Well, I got to watch the Amazon pilot season.
Yeah.
Because those are all up. And then in the fall, I don't know what new shows I'm watching, but I'll try to watch a couple of them, and we'll have them for
Have you
next
seen
time.
Garfunkel and Oates?
I have not, but that's something I'll watch. That's
all
probably
right.
almost over.
We'll have to review that.
And then I'm watching Utopia on Fox. I know that. Their new reality show.
Thank you. I liked it when they called it Kid Nation.
Well, it's kid. Maybe it's the same people. They're just growing up now. I'm not sure. But
Nah, I got a gold star.
And... you can, I'm not even sure as far as sitcoms and stuff, what's new, what the new comedy shows are going to be, but whatever they are, we'll watch them. And,
we'll get into it all.
We'll tell you if they stink or not.
We're here scouring the bottom of the pop culture barrel.
Joel Radio, eating pretzel crust pizza so you don't have to. And you shouldn't, based upon this.
You really shouldn't.
I'm jonesing for some birthday cake Oreos after that awful pie.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, let's say goodnight, everybody. Thanks for listening to Joel Radio. We'll catch you next time. Big announcements from John Tenney coming up next week.
Secrets.
And secrets.
Mysteries.
Mysteries.
Secrets.
Secrets of
revealed.
The vault. The Illuminati will be revealed.
That's right.
To be John Tenney in his room on his Twitter account. So, we'll be back with you next time. We hope you enjoyed the show. Go look at some celebrity news. Eat some pretzel crust pizza. Watch my movie on Netflix for 2 seconds. Give it a 1-star review. Thank you, everybody.